Playoff high school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff game. Tonight's game is between your number 5 seed Strathaven Panthers and the number 4 seed Kennett Blue Devils.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Mary and Larry Luter, supporters of everything Strathaven football and the marching band. Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media. Auto, home, and life. You're in good hands with Allstate.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day.
Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
They say there's a first time for everything, and that first time for the Kennett Blue Demons, well, they've had a number of them this year. The first time they've beaten Unionville. If you go back to early September, coming off a 4-7 season, team's feeling good about how they performed in the offseason, and then from there, a 3-0 start, and then knocking off Unionville to go 4-0. First time for everything, flash forward to just a week ago, first ever playoff experience for the Blue Demons with a win last week, a shutout of Chichester, their second win over the Eagles this year, gave them their first ever playoff win. And now tonight, the Blue Demons host the visiting Strathaven Panthers for the first meeting of between these two schools in football ever. Since reinstating their program in 2005, Kennett is on the rise, and the Panthers, after years and years of dominance throughout District 1, still with that state record for wins in within district play. After a few down years, on the rise again, the Panthers looking for their first trip to the District 1 semifinals since 2011, and we are thrilled to bring it to you live here from Kennett High School on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everyone, on a very chilly, very suddenly chilly weekend evening here, Friday night. You can hear in the background the Kennett Marching Band playing behind us, and we are thrilled to be in the booth tonight with a little more warm and a little less wind. And again, a great night for football if in terms of no rain. I mean, the wind has actually calmed down, but it is very, very cold compared to what the all these kids have been used to over the last couple of months. So we'll see two very evenly matched teams on paper in terms of style, in terms of number of players, in terms of number of two-way starters. You look statistically, offensively, defensively, they're incredibly evenly matched in terms of some of the numbers. We'll go over some of that later. But Mike Mayer joining us as always here at HavenFootball.net. And Mike, really, Panthers looked really, we're tooth and nail a week ago with Upper Marion until the fourth quarter just kind of poured it on. But again, this Kennett team poses a very different challenge in terms of just a very well-balanced offensive defensive team.
There's no doubt. I mean, last week was something we'd never seen before. Three quarters of no scoring, and then suddenly, almost 30 points between the two teams. And it was really something. It was almost textbook Clancy, because he just likes to wear you down. And that's exactly what worked, except that it was a seven, went from being 0-0 to 7-6 in a minute. And then, of course, Strathaven started to break it loose. Tonight's game, I think, is going to be very interesting. You have two great players for the Blue Devils. Running back, and you're going to talk about this later, in the quarterback, they can throw, they can run. And they have a very similar schedule to what the Panthers have played, with a mix of good teams, not so good teams. But for the first time ever, the Blue Devils were able to beat Unionville this year, which had made them really excited. And, of course, now this is the first time they've ever gone this deep into the playoffs in a second game. So this whole thing is – I'm sorry, Blue Demons. Did I say Blue Devils? Yeah. I'm going to do that all night long. Yes, everybody's pointing it to me. Thank you very much. Now that I feel like an idiot. All right, turn off the broadcast. We're not doing this anymore. Yes, I've been calling them Blue Devils all week long. But in any event, hopefully the articles are right. So I think you're going to see a potentially good game. Obviously, Kennett's going to try to break open with some great plays. And Haven has shown itself susceptible to the big play. So we'll see whether Clancy's got anything up his sleeve that's special for tonight. That's not his style. He usually likes to play the same game no matter what he does. But we'll see what happens.
Kennett comes in, as we mentioned briefly, statistically very balanced in terms of their offense. 192 rushing yards per game, 144 passing yards per game. Junior quarterback Sam Forte, second-year starter, was in there as a sophomore last year, threw for over 1,700 yards and 10 touchdowns. But, in looking at a lot of what's been read or written about, rather, in the Daily Local out here in Chester County, said, look, he was an athlete. He's just a terrific athlete, a lacrosse player, and sort of grew into the position a little bit as the second half of last year came about, and then picked up where he left off now. And is a much more polished passer, is a running threat as well. But again, he's got a guy standing behind him, number 29, Garrett Cox, over 200 pounds and over 1,200 rushing yards. Over 1,500 rushing yards and 20 touchdowns, along with 234 receiving yards. They like to dump it to him on screen passes and in the flats and let 29 go. So, again, it's going to be a challenge for the Panthers to really, there is a little bit of guesswork here in terms of, if you look at Strathaven, who's, 95% run, this is a team that really has averaged about 17 pass attempts per game. So, right. Again, this is...
You don't get 1,400 yards in the air unless you're throwing an awful lot, and that combined with a guy who can get 7.5 yards per carry. I mean, that there's your team. I mean, that's whether there's anybody else in there that can make it work. We may find out tonight. We don't know. But obviously, if Haven can slow these guys down, force some incompletes, and can move the football. The interesting thing is, Ken has been so overwhelming, really on both sides of the ball. Nobody's talked much about their defense other than it's managed to hold teams at 3 points.
Well, yeah, and speaking of that defense, they're the top-ranked defense in Chester County in terms of points allowed, allowing just 10.2 points per game. They're in the midst of a 3-plus game shutout streak. They've gone 15 quarters without allowing a touchdown, if you've flashed back to the first quarter of the Avengrove game. So it's been almost a month since they've been scored upon. Now, Strathaven had a little stretch like that, too, went 3.5 games without being scored upon as well. And, allow the Panthers allowing just 10.9 points per game. So, again, you're really looking at two very similar teams. The other thing that strikes me this week is you have a number, like really 7 or 8 two-way starters for Kennett, so similar to Strathaven's situation. So it's great to see when you get to this level, the playoffs, teams that are going to play similar size schools, similar types of teams, rather than where you see running into 6A schools and you just get really outmanned and overwhelmed. So I think tonight will be about execution. It'll be about a little bit of, cat and mouse with the defensive strategy in terms of what they show. And, Kennett, in looking at film over the last week or so, played a team that's really runs a version of the wing tee in Ruston. That's going back to week 3. And I remember the headline was, well, they out-Rustoned Ruston in a 12-7 victory. Just were very patient, ran the ball hard, played good defense. No big breakout plays, but were able to hang on that got them off to that fast start. And really the only loss this year was to the number 2 seed right now, Westchester East. So Kennett has been absolutely on fire this year and feeling good about football for the first time in a long time. So this is it's great to see, and the fans are starting to pour in now for what should be a very well attended 5A district quarterfinal. One other note here as we take a look here on the far sideline, the marching band, we're trying to figure out where or if they will be able to sit down tonight. We are here on the home sideline. There's plenty of room, but the visitor's side, the bleachers over there, are only about, maybe 25 yards long or so, and Strathaven with the marching band of 4 400-plus kids, they might be sitting or standing over on the track tonight rather than in the stands. So we'll figure that out.
Which may be better for huddling and staying warm, but we'll
see. And we will try to keep you posted also on other playoff games in progress tonight. The winner of tonight's game will take on the winner of Cheltenham versus Unionville. So again, Unionville played Kennett earlier in the year. Kennett with a two-touchdown victory there, and they're on the road at Cheltenham. So just below us, you're hearing a cowbell right next to our field mic. So that'll be that should be a lot of fun tonight. But again, just great atmosphere here tonight, and we're thankful, very thankful to everybody at Kennett for getting us set up in the booth, and it's just a warm welcome, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Kennett in all black uniforms tonight with royal blue numbers and white trim, white and blue stripes on the sleeves.
Which makes them very easy to read.
It's not as bad as last week, I will tell you.
Not nearly as bad as last week.
Last week with Upper Marion with the light gold uniform, light gold numerals on white. Strathaven over on the far sideline tonight with their road white jerseys, black pants, silver helmets with black numerals on their chests. Captains are headed towards midfield, and for the home team, Kennett, is quarterback Sam Forte, tight end and defensive end Zach Good. 29 is Garrett Cox, inside linebacker and running back, and number 62 two-way lineman is, Sam Davidson. For the Panthers, we're going to mention this at some point, but might as well do it now. Your four captains out there tonight are Matt Dowdy, Sam Burke, and John Pershniak. The fourth, John Wilson. And John, unfortunately, out of the lineup tonight, was injured, has been dealing with an injury for weeks, but it unfortunately was suffered a further injury last week. He is on crutches tonight, out of the lineup, and likely done for the season. So we are so sad to see his senior year end this way. If his grandfather is listening out in Indianapolis, we are so sad that John is not in the lineup tonight. But he and Corey Harris both out of the lineup tonight. So that's two cogs in the Panther middle of that Panther defense that have taken a hit over the past couple of weeks. But Panthers will be ready to go here momentarily. We will take a short timeout, be back for the opening kickoff. Well, the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're listening live or on the archive. Be back in just a moment for the District 1 Quarter A Finals on District 1 Quarter Finals on AvonFootball.com.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Kennett High School. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary and engineering. And also helping with the engineering and spotting and stats tonight, Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti here as always. We'll hear from these guys at halftime. And just moments away from the opening kickoff here. But the national anthem coming up here just a moment. But we will have other updates from the district, from the 5A playoffs, including Penwood at Academy Park, Unionville at Cheltenham, and Westchester Ruston at Westchester East. So we will take a break here for just a moment. Turn up the field mic for the Star Spangled Banner.
On the other hand,
we're not.
Do we know what we're waiting for? We don't know.
I guess
we have a helicopter overhead. That's what we're picking up on the field mic pretty good.
Okay. A couple of 6A games of note going on as well tonight. Coatesville at CB West. That should be a good one. Number 7 Red Raiders making a long drive to Doylestown to take on the second-seeded Central Bucks West. North Penn at Downingtown West should be a good one as well. The 9-seed at the 1-seed. Plymouth White Marsh at Garnet Valley. We'll drive past that one on our way home tonight. But the Jaguars, the 3-seed, hosting 11-seeded Plymouth White Marsh, who knocked off Abington a week ago. And then finally, Upper Moreland at Bishop Shanahan. That is actually the 4A district championship. We'll take a break now for the national anthem. Spangled Banner, performed by the Kennett Marching Unit. So, fantastic job there. Tough night to blow wind through the instrument here, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Listen, real quick, we are having trouble with our live connection, so if you're listening live right now, we're going to be fading in and out. We've tried resetting. It's not going to help. It may have to do something with our physical location in Kennett, but we'll do the best we can. In the meantime, the archive, if you're listening, obviously there will be no problem with that because it's a tape. So we're just going to tell you that. We'll try to tell you a few times, but I know we've lost listeners over the course of time. So hopefully they'll just tune back in, stay with it, and retry it if you lose the signal.
Thanks again to everybody listening at home. We've got some listeners in Wilmington, Delaware tonight, probably Indianapolis for John Wilson's grandfather and several others from all around the United States and the world. Strathaven will kick it off. We've got Emmett Young teeing it just inside the left hash mark, and we'll kick it away to Kennett, who will move right to left in front of us. Staying deep to return, Kalen Frazier, number two, along with number 14 is Richie Hewson. So 14, Emmett Young has it ready to go. Emmett and the soccer team play in the second round of the state tournament tomorrow afternoon. We're ready to get football started here. District 1 quarterfinal is underway. High end over end kick. It's going to come to Frazier, who's going to haul it in at about the 5-yard line. Comes up the right hash mark across the 15-20. A little bit of running room. Bounces off one man momentarily, but he has ridden down shy of the 30-yard line, and that's where Kennett will start. Sam Forte will be your quarterback. Running back is Garrett Cox. We will see some combination, depending on formation, of Richie Hewson, Tommy Patrici, Kalen Frazier, Macy Connor Young, and Buzzy Hertz at running back and tight end, and wide receiver Luke Forte as well. Tight end is Zach Good. Center is John Colomarino. Sam Davidson and Sean Carroll are the guards. James Freeberry and Matt O'Keefe are your tackles. We'll get to the Panther defense momentarily. First and 10, nose of the football on the 30-yard line for Kennett. They go with a bunch formation to the left. Single setback is Garrett Cox. They give it to Cox off the left side, looking for running room. Across the 30, 35, lowers the shoulder. Football down at the 40-yard line. Gain of 10 on first down, and Cox rips off 10 on his first touch of the night. The Panther defense tonight includes Christian Mazur, Sam Burke, Matt Dowdy, and Aiden Proshniak. You're down four. Inside linebacker John Proshniak and Cole Peichel. Matt Schuller and Evan Blake, your outside backers. Chase Barlow and Jarris Adams are on the corners, and Ebo Pio is your free safety. First and 10 now at the 40-yard line. Ball just inside the left hash, and they send receivers split to either side. Slot to either side, or slot to the right now. Tight end to the left. And Sam Forte in the shotgun for the first time. Garrett Cox on his left hip. Panthers with a 4-3 look to start here. On first and 10, shotgun looking. They give it to Cox off the right side. Lots of running room and into the secondary. 50, 45, shedding tackles. Cuts back to his left and down inside the Panther. 35 to the 33. Panthers with no answers for 29 in the early going. Gain of 27 and a first down. Not much going on there, Mike.
No, this is kind of what we expected would happen. It's going to Haven's going to have to get their sea legs in there and start to make some stops.
So Kennett on the move here. This drive started their 30-yard line. Two plays later, they're nearly at the Strathaven 30. They'll snap from the 33. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Pistol look this time for Forte. Takes it, give it. Nope, going to keep it himself. Fake to Cox off the right side and into the secondary he goes. Stiff arm and Ebo Pio with a touchdown saving tackle inside the 15. But Sam Forte rips off 20 and another first down. Well, tough sledding here for the Panther defense. They
absolutely
are on their heels, to say the least here. Double-digit yardage on each of the first three carries for the Kennett offense. They check the tight end. We'll call him an H-back, 22, Connor Young, out of the game. And they have split end to the left, split end to the right, slot to either side as well. Forte, empty backfield. In watching film, they like to run quarterback draw out of this a good bit. Forte in the gun. Sends a man in motion. That's Frazier. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Off the left side here, Frazier trying to get the corner. Turns inside the 10 and is ridden down at about the 7-yard line. Nice work there.
Yeah, good pursuit.
And good pursuit for the Panthers. That's still a gain of 6. And it brings up second down at about 4. They'll snap from about the 9-yard line here. I'm sorry, from the 7, rather. All right, Panther defense with 9:33 and counting to play in the opening drive here. Kennett rolling early. Everything on the ground thus far. 6 yards from pay dirt, second down and 4. Forte in the gun. Cox on his right hip. Two receivers to either side. Shotgun look here. Forte back to pass for the first time on second down. Looking, firing to the left side. It is deflected, but into the arms and into the end zone for a touchdown. Barlow got a hand on it, but a great job there by Tommy Patrici. Patrici with a 6-yard reception. Not bad coverage, but
yeah,
a good throw right in the outside window there in front of the pylon. And a 6-yard touchdown pass has Kennett on the board first. 6-0 with 9:11 to play here in the opening quarter.
And that's just too easy. They're going to go back to the drawing board on that one for the Haven defense.
Ryan Barker, the left footer, on for the extra point. Kalen Frazier to hold. Ball snapped, spotted, kick is away, and plenty of leg, and good. 7-0, Kennett in the early going. Panthers give up a long drive to start things, but they'll get the offense on the field momentarily. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. You're listening live to High School Football, the District 1 5A quarterfinals on havenfootball.net.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil. Organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Back at Kennett High School now, 7-0. Kennett leading Strathaven on an opening drive for the ages there. Just ripped right through them. 6 plays, 5 of them on the ground. And 70 yards later, they're on the board, 7-0, after a 6-yard scoring strike from Forte to Patrici. Left-footed high, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at about the 18-yard line. This is Matt Schuler looking for room up the hatch. He's got some speed, and Schuler at the 40, 45, near midfield, carrying tacklers into Kennett territory, and down at the 44-yard line. Schuler gives the Panthers a spark and will get things going with Matt Schuler, again, just a sophomore, good speed straight up the middle in the Panther offense on the field for the first time. Your quarterback is Jack Ryder, fullback John Prochniak, Evan Blake and Ebo Pio are the halfbacks. Christian Major is one of your tight ends. We'll see Aiden Prochniak in there as well. Split end is Jarris Adams. Mike Golay, the center. Shahadi and Dowdy, the guards. Henry and Burke are your bookend tackles. Wing T, 2 tight end set. 6 on the line, 8 in the box for Kennett, and the give is to Prochniak on first down. He'll push his way for a couple, not much else. A host of black jerseys wrap him up at about the 42-yard line, brings up second down and 8. Kennett's defense includes Vince Cresci, John Colomarino, Sam Davidson, and Zach Good up front. You're down 4. Connor Young, Garrett Cox, and Buzzy Hurst are your linebackers. Corners are Sam Forte and Kalen Frazier. Tommy Patrici and Luke Good are your safeties. Second down and 8 as the Panthers move left to right here. 8:30 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Kennett on a 5-play scoring drive to start things. 7-0 Blue Demons. With a split end to the left, the Panthers set up Jarris Adams. Give is to Prochniak off the right side and not much doing. Getting off the block very well that time was Sam Davidson, and no gain here for Prochniak. Six black jerseys just swarm him, and brings up third down and about seven from the 41-yard line. Davidson just got off his block very quickly there, Mike.
Yeah, very quickly. He actually was blocked and then just swung around it. And not only that, had the speed to come the long way around his block and get in and make the tackle. So, of course, that's because, Kennett was kind of blocking up the hole to begin with. So
Kennett allows just 108 yards per game on the ground. Panthers averaging 300. Give off the left side. Prochniak breaks a tackle and lunges forward. It's going to bring up fourth down and one as he's tumbled at the 35-yard line off left tackle. So fourth and one, and I think, Panthers...
got to be fourth down.
They're going to have to play with four downs all night tonight if it's anything reasonable, if they have any reasonable chance to convert.
Right.
They are 16 of 31 on fourth down this year, and they'll try it right now. Trailing by seven from the Kennett 35, fourth and one upcoming. Panthers need to move the sticks here. Ryder under center. Eight men in the box. Nine men in the box. Ryder off the left side. He's going to push the pile for enough, I believe. They come running in from the far sideline. We'll unpile. If they give him the 39, he's got it. And I think he's got two.
Yep, he's got it.
All right. Panthers move the sticks and keep the offense on the field here. First and 10 from the 38-yard line of the Blue Demons. All right, here we go. From 6:56, from the 33, rather. And 6:50 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Ebo Pio, wing to the left. Blake and Prochniak behind Ryder, who's under center with two tight ends in front of him. They give on first down to Ebo Pio off the right side, looking for room. Gets a block out front, 30, and speed down this near sideline to the 25. Banged out of bounds near the 22. He's near first down yardage. We'll see.
Looks like 23 is where he's going to spot it.
I think they're going to give him 11 yards and a first down here.
Okay.
Nice work there by Dowdy on the pull. And... Now, on film, the Panthers may have a speed advantage. But, again,
they've got to block them, though.
They've got to get people blocked, absolutely. Absolutely. And Schuler and Pio in the early going here with some big gainers. Schuler with a kick return, and now Pio's gain of 11 sets them up first down and 10 from the Kennett 22. Ryder under center. It's Blake off the left side. He's got room off that left edge. He's at the 20. 15, Evan Blake turns the corner and is dumped inside the 10. First and 10. First and goal to go for the Panthers.
Wow.
As Evan found room off that left side.
That's interesting. I mean, we're seeing two power offenses here that are having their way with the defense at this stage of the game.
First and goal to go from the 9. Panthers looking to tie this thing. 7-0 for Kennett. After an opening drive, got things started, and the Panthers looking to answer very quickly. Tight end to the left is Aiden Prochniak. To the right is Christian Major. Wing T behind Ryder. Give is to Prochniak, John Prochniak, who tumbles down to the 5, or just shy of the 5, I guess. Brings up second down and goal from the 6.
If you just tuned in, we are losing our signal. If you're not on archive, you're live. We're losing our signal on a regular basis. Just stay with us and keep plugging it in. We do come back. We'll try to keep you updated as we go along.
We'll try to get some Twitter updates out there as well, just to explain the technical difficulty. But in the meantime, Panthers, second down and goal from the 6. Ryder under center. Give is to Pio off the right side. Cuts it back, and he's got nothing doing. Absolutely nothing doing. It's just a jailbreak through there as number 22 comes crashing through. That is Connor Young, the sophomore, leading the charge there. Now back to the 10-yard line. Go the Panthers. It's going to be third and goal from the 10 and see what the Panthers can draw up here. Trailing by 7 in the opening quarter. First drive of the game. Trying to cash in on a nice kick return from Matt Schuler to get things started. Not a lot of room to throw it down here, but see what they drum up. Prochniak and Pio in the backfield. Wing to the right is Blake. On third and goal, quick hitter is to Prochniak. Sees part, and up the middle he goes for the touchdown. Trap play right up the middle, and John Prochniak, 10 yards later, is into the end zone for the 16th time this season, and the Panthers now with a chance to tie, 4:54 to play here in the opening quarter.
Wow, that was quite a drive for both teams. This could be an interesting night.
Panthers convert a fourth down during that drive, and now Emmett Young looking to tie it. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away, and it is good. Emmett Young pounds it through. And in the meantime, we'll just take a short break, come back for to see if Kenneth can answer. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're listening live or on the archive. right here on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Strathaven 7, Kennett 7. John Prochniak's first touchdown of the night, his 16th of the season, converts a short field after Matt Schuler got things started with a great kick return. All right, here we go. Panthers ready to kick it away. Emmett Young, high end over and kick. It's going to come down to Kalen Frazier at the 10-yard line. Comes up the right hash mark with speed across the 25, 30, 35, and dumped at the 37-yard line. So, again, very nice field position here for Kennett to start their second drive of the night. It's been all offense thus far. Both teams allowing just 10 points per game, and they're on their way to having that dented tonight. So we'll try to keep you posted if we're getting score updates from elsewhere. We'll keep a particular eye on Unionville and Cheltenham if we can. But as the winner of tonight's game takes on the winner of that one next week. Bunch to the left. Offset eye behind Forte. They go to the left side. This is Cox trying to stretch the field on this near sideline. Jarris Adams got him wrapped up after a gain of maybe three or four. Let's see. Cox will put it down at the 42. 43-yard line, maybe. So gain of five, call it. Second down and five. Well blocked on that left edge there, and good job by Adams going low, giving up some size there with Cox coming at him. But Panthers secondary has tackled well this year. But, of course, they'd not like their secondary to have to make many tackles, right?
Right.
two receivers to the left, one to the right. Shotgun look here for Sam Forte. He has Cox on his right hip. And he's back to pass on second and five. Looking. Shallow cross over the middle. It is juggled, caught, but falling quickly is the pass on his back shoulder for number 14, Richie Hewson. So they spot him at the 44-yard line. Still brings up third down and about four. Gain of it just a yard. Passed just a little bit behind him, and he stumbled as he made the grab.
Well, for our listeners, we're also having trouble trying to get our tweets out. I don't know if written tweets are going out okay. They're going out fine, so you may want to alert people that our video tweets, we're still going to take them, and they'll go out later tonight, but right now they're not going anywhere.
All right, here we go. Third and four. Two receivers to either side. Forte in the gun. Halfback on his left hip this time. On third and four, back to pass. Looking, has time. Steps up, heavy pressure from the backside, comes late. Caught by Hewson here in the flat. He's hit by Jarris Adams, but spins forward for a first down across the 50-yard line.
And that was just a matter of too much time. If they had sealed that off, I mean, he really went to his third choice and got the first down.
Aiden Prochniak was close, coming late there, but one step away from maybe hitting the quarterback. But Forte stands in there with a nice pocket and a nice delivery to Hewson for his second catch of the night. And a fresh set of downs here for Kennett. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Forte again in the gun. Hewson slot to that right side. Patrici to the left. On first and 10, Cox in the backfield, and he takes the handoff. Looking for room, bounces out to the left side. Panthers stiff arm there on a Panther at the 45. Takes it to the 44, maybe 43. Brings up second down and about five. So we'll try to keep you posted. Academy Park in Penwood. Looks like it's scoreless at the moment. Garnet Valley and Plymouth White Marsh tied at seven as well. Oh, I'm sorry. We do have an Academy Park touchdown. Academy Park 8, Penwood nothing on the opening drive of that game. Here, 7-7. 2:42 to play here in the opening quarter. Kennett on the move here, second and five from the Panther 43. Forte in the gun one more time. Back to pass on second and five. Looking, has time, fires all sorts of time. Complete first down and more across the 35-yard line. John Prochniak on the tackle, but again, excellent protection by this offensive line. And, again, there's only so many guys you can cover for that long. So Buzzy Hertz takes it down to the 33. gain of 10 and a first down.
You know, that's the kind of passing that I've always wanted, Coach Clancy to do.
But we've got the shotgun look, totally different style here right at this point. So, all right, you've got a H-back wing to the right, two receivers to the right as well, and Cox in the backfield with Forte on first down and 10 from the Panther 33. Shotgun snap comes, back to passes Forte. Pump fake, fires to the near side, slant, and incomplete. Patrice had it on his hands at the 20 and dangerously in the neighborhood of Ebo Pio, but it falls to the turf incomplete. Nice little pump fake there from Forte, froze a man, and then a little stop and then slant in. Brings up second down and 10. 2:06 to play here in the opening quarter. And we'll see what other scores we can come up with for you. Shanahan's leading Upper Moreland 7-0 here. Try to keep you posted on if we can get the Battle of Westchester tonight with Rustin and East. Here, two receivers to either side. Empty backfield here for Forte with an H-back to the right. Look for a screen, perhaps, or Forte coming. Nope, they send a man in motion left to right, and it here comes on the draw. Spinning away from one man is Forte. Cuts inside, spins a second time across the 30 and down to the 25. It'll bring up third down and short. Panthers had a shot at him near the line of scrimmage, and just a good athletic play there from Forte. Rips off 8 or 9.
He likes to spin, and are going to have to figure out a way to wrap him up. That was, it's four down territory anyway, but still, would have been nice to keep him at the one-yard gain.
They put it down at the Panther 24-yard line, third and just a yard now. And checking into the game, it comes Luke Forte, his older brother. Look for probably a bunch package here as they break the huddle. Joe Burtz checks into the game as well, and everybody in tight. Power eye look. Two backs offset to the right with two tight ends. Forte, hard count. Panthers flinch. Don't jump. They give it to Cox straight up the middle, and he's going to have enough for a first down. Panthers stack him up pretty well, but he didn't need much. Got three, and that will give them a new set of downs there. Crowd below us wanted an offsides call. Panthers did flinch. I guess did not come across the line of scrimmage, but still puts you off balance. A nice job with a hard count there by Forte.
Absolutely, and if they, of course, get caught resetting themselves when the ball snapped, that gives them a second and a half behind.
Inside a minute to play here in the opening quarter. We're tied at 7. And Kennett on the move. First and 10 at the Strathaven 21-yard line. Each team scored on their opening drive. This is Kennett's second crack at it. They break the huddle with 45 seconds to play in the half, or in the first quarter, rather. Moving right to left. Panther defense on the field for a good stretch now. Cox on the left hip. Motion man is Houston from left to right. High snap, juggled, but give it to Cox. And ball still scrambled for it on the ground. And let's see. It looks like Kenneth's going to be able to hang on to this.
Yeah, he picked it up and actually started to run with it, but I don't know who it was.
All right, so high snap. Kind of botched the exchange there with Forte and Garrett Cox. So they'll lose 4 yards on the play. Panthers, 3 yards, I guess. That forward progress will give them the 24.
Lots of 3 yards on the play.
Nice work there by the Panthers to collapse, and that will do it. Everybody says, all right, that's enough of that first quarter.
Yep.
We're tied where we are where we started, basically. Tied. 0-0 to start things. 7-7 now after one quarter of play. We'll be back in just a moment. Kennett on the move. Panther defense trying to stiffen as we'll start the second quarter in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and more. We've got Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti with us as always. 7-7 as we start the second quarter. And thanks again to everybody here at Kennett for getting us set up in the booth and putting up with our nonstop chatter for the next hour or more. But in the meantime, entertaining game so far. Both offenses clicking. And Kennett now, second and 13. a botched snap, really the only thing that's slowed them down thus far. But they'll snap from the Strathaven 24-yard line here with two receivers to either side. Shotgun look for Sam Forte. He's back to pass again. Has time. Oh, now's running out of time. Steps away from one man, two man. Eyes still downfield. Fire into the end zone. Has a man out there. Kalen Frazier hauls it in and makes the grab for the score.
That was a heck of a pass on the run, boy. Just a heck of a pass.
Forte looked like he was going to tuck it and run, and at the last second pulls up and finds Kalen Frazier about 6 yards deep in the end zone, just along the sideline. Terrific throw and catch, and Kennett takes the lead right back, 13-7, extra point pending. Well, Matt Dowdy had pretty good pressure that time on, you know, almost had a sack coming straight up the middle there, but nice work by Forte to escape and make the play.
Not to mention for the receiver to find a small opening.
Ball spotted, extra point on the way, and good. Sneaking it just inside that left upright is Ryan Barker. And we'll take a short timeout and see what Strathaven can do to answer. It's been all offense so far, three possessions, three touchdowns. Kennett with a one-score lead, and we'll be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Hi, this is Emmett Young, the kicker for Strathaven since 2016. For my senior season, I want my kicks to mean more than just points in a football game. I've partnered with Kick It and Alex's Lemonade Stand to raise money to find the cure for childhood cancer. Go to the link on havenfootball.net or my Twitter bio, at EmmettYoung7, and pledge an amount for each point I score this season. And together, we can help kick childhood cancer. Thanks, and go Haven!
And it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through!
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Kennett High School. Blue Demons on top, 14-7, 62-yard scoring drive. Sam Forte to Kalen Frazier covers the last 21 yards of it. And a beautiful escape from Forte and a throw catches Frazier, the sophomore, in the back of the end zone. His seventh touchdown of the season through the air. So receiving touchdown, rather. And Barker with an end-over-end. Oh, short kick. And it's going to come to one of the up men. And then diving forward to the midfield stripe is number 11. Actually wearing a different jersey tonight. I'm not sure who's wearing number 11 tonight. Strathaven snuck one by us tonight. But in the meantime, it's... Okay, not Jason Pierce, actually. It's somebody else wearing Jason Pierce's jersey.
Okay, but, well, he gets credit okay. tonight.
Right. That's Jason's not in the lineup tonight. But either way, Panthers great field position here at their own 49-yard line, trailing 14-7, two tight ends, wing T behind him, and they go with a sweep to Ebo Pio. Looking for running room, trying to turn that corner. Dances his way to the midfield stripe, and not much else there. Little shake and bake got him. Just that, just a yard, or he'd been in even more trouble. So good wheels there from Pio just to get one, and it brings up second down and nine. One on the play, brings up second down and not nine. Much else doing there again off that right side of the line that time, as Kennett defense has been stout so far. Checking into the game now at defensive tackle, 78, Javier Bedoya. Big guy over the nose of the football there. And Ryder on second down, give this to Prochniak, who's going to dive into Kennett territory at about the 45, maybe 40, just shy of the 44-yard line. Gain of about five more and brings up third down and a long four. I'll call it three, actually. They'll move it to the Kennett 44.
And at the 44, I think we're in fourth down territory down for trying to. We're not going to give it up and punt the ball away, that's for sure.
Well, Panthers need a positive play here. Wing to the right is Matt Schuler. Pio in the backfield, and now he shifts to a wing left. Schuler in the backfield. And on third down, it is Schuler who's going to follow the pile and follow his pulling guard for, I believe, first down yardage here.
If not, it's going to be real close.
If they give him the 41, they'll move the chains here. And Matt Schuler did not get a lot, but got enough to move the chains and four fresh downs here for the Panthers. 10:26 and counting to play here in the first half.
For those who are listening live, we apologize. We are getting cut out because of a bad internet connection. There's nothing we can do. We've tried everything. Just bear with us. Stay on. It'll reset itself and bring you right back, and we'll try to make sure you're informed as to what's going on.
All right. 14-7 Kennett here. And the Panthers with a first and 10 at the Kennett 41-yard line. Motion man is Ebo Pio, and the give off the quick hitter. This is Prochniak. Rots a room up the middle this time, and he rips off a gain of eight on first down. Nice work there by the motion man. Seemed to get Kennett's attention. They ran right behind it off that left side. Second down and two upcoming. John Prochniak, 7 carries for 36 yards, and the Panthers score. A little over 5 yards per carry. In the meantime, the story for Kennett has been Sam Forte, 5 out of 6, thrown it for 50 yards and 2 touchdowns so far. On second and two, it's Prochniak off the right side, cuts back to his left, and he's going to be close to a first down. And he'll put it down at the maybe just shy of the 30, and I think that'll be enough for another Panther set of downs here.
They gave it to him.
I was talking to Dan Schaefer earlier in the week, Panthers assistant coach, and he said, you know, this may be one of the fastest Strathaven games ever, anticipating a lot of running from Kennett, and of course, more of that from the Panthers. But Kennett's been willing to throw it around in this first half tonight, and it's gone well for them. 14-7 Blue Demons, first and 10 for the Panthers from the 30, and now they shift. P.O. to the left. And a quick hitter is Prochniak again off the left side, breaking tackles and carrying people inside the 25 down to the 23, a gain of 8 more. So John getting a busy night here with his 8th carry of the game already. Garrett Cox leading the way for Kennett, 6 carries for 47 yards, 27 of it came on his first touch of the night. And here the Panthers jog in the play with the junior quarterback Jack Ryder on second down and 2. From the Kennett 23 now. Panthers 82% scoring inside the red zone this year. They're knocking on the door here. Give it to Prochniak. Nothing doing that time. He's going to lose one or two. They'll put it down at the 35, or 25 rather. Oh, even shy of the 25. All right. That's going to bring up third down and about 5 as just nobody home for the Panther blocking that time. All right. Clock ticks, 8:08, 8:07 and counting to play here before halftime. Strathaven, third down and 5, 2 tight ends. Major to the right, Aiden Prochniak to the left. Matt Schuler, wing to the left. 9 in the box, play fake and back to passes. Ryder looking, firing to the right flat, has a man out there. It's caught by Schuler, first down and more. Cuts inside and carries a man inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal from the 8. Wow. Gain of 18 for Matt Schuler.
Turnabout is fair play here, huh?
Good delivery from Ryder. Yep. Good pocket. Nice job by the line. And first pass of the night. Right on the money.
And somebody was open even deeper, but I'm glad they threw the shorter pass. I always like to see that.
All right. They'll snap from the right hash. First and goal to go from the 8. Panthers moving it well. But trail 14-7, trying to get things tied here. Wing to the right is Schuler. 2 tight ends again. They crash everybody through. Pio makes one man miss and is banged down at about the 5. Oh, heavy blitz through the A-gap sent everybody. And Panthers fortunate to just get what they did there. All right. Checking back into the game, Bedoya for John Colomarino. As they go with a heavier front line, more of a goal line look here from Kennett. And Pio got just 2 that time and brings up second down and goal to go from the 6. Prochniak is your fullback. Ibo Pio, halfback, is next to him to the left. Schuler, wing to the right. On second and goal, it's Pio one more time off the right side, and he is banged down at about the 3s. Did spin forward for a few.
Did.
Nice work there by Ibo. And it brings up third down and goal now from the about the 3 when they put it down, just inside that 3-yard line. Well, Panthers, certainly 4-down territory here, trailing by 7. You don't have a defensive stop yet. Panthers will get the football to start the second half, but they're looking to get on the board here. 6:20 to play before halftime. Third and goal to go from the 3. Ryder under center. Pio in the backfield with Prochniak. It is Prochniak straight ahead, lowers the shoulder, dives forward and into the end zone for a touchdown. John Prochniak, 2nd one of the night, and just straight ahead drive blocking from that left side. Great job by Burke, Shahadi, and Golay to lead the way. And the Panthers now with a chance to tie. Emmett Young on for his 2nd extra point.
This is not the game I expected, quite frankly.
both defenses bending more than they like at this point. Emmett will kick it out of the hold of Ryder. Ball spotted, kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. We are tied, 14 all.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Will do, Emmett. We'll be back in just a moment. We're tied at 14, midway through the second quarter. Panthers and Blue Demons putting on quite a show here in the District 1 playoffs on HavenFootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier. Like a PNC Business line of credit. Or PNC Total Auto. A place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight. To search for a new house within your budget. PNC. Make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Kennett High School. Brian Carroll on the play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, and we're trying to get some quick Twitter updates whether the internet will cooperate or not. High end over end kick is going to come very short. It is juggled and bang down. Ball came loose. No flag on the player. Are they going to say down or did he say fair catch?
They say down, yeah.
If he signaled fair catch, there should be a flag for an illegal.
No, I didn't see a fair catch indication.
But, oh, wow. Well, it's got to be something. The Panthers thought they recovered a fumble, but they're going to give the football to Kennett at the 30. No flag. The crowd wanted a flag for...
For what? For tackling a guy?
Well, for catch interference, maybe. But,
I don't know. He caught it.
If he signaled fair catch, I don't know.
Well, but, he didn't signal fair catch, but it was certainly a quick hit, but you're allowed to do that as long as you give him a chance to catch the ball.
Yeah, I'm just...
I didn't see any fair catch signal from whoever was on that far side.
I'm reacting to the official on the far side who signaled down right away.
Right.
And I didn't – the only reason he'd be down is if you have a fair catch,
well,
I would think. But either way, from the 30-yard line, Kennett ready to go here. Power eye look. Give is to Garrett Cox. Dances through one tackle, and he'll lean forward near the 34 or 35-yard line. Gain of about 4 on the play. Brings up second down and 6. Panthers with a sort of a 5-3 look at the moment. Checking in is Mike Golay. Matt Dowdy gets a breather. Brings up second down as the ball is spotted just shy of the 35. So we'll call it second down and 7. Kennett takes their time in the huddle. Clock ticks. 5:33 and counting to play before halftime. We are knotted at 14. Two tight ends, and now they shift two fullbacks to the left side. Single setback is Cox. They give it to him off that left side, just trying to outmuscle everybody and push him away for about 3. Cox to about the 37, 38 maybe when they unpile. It'll bring up third down and about 4. New personnel checking into the game. My guess is they'll break the huddle with a spread and 4 wide here in a moment. So the Panthers will react accordingly. Golay comes out and looking to spread things out with Sam Forte. 5 out of 6 throwing it for 50 yards and 2 scores so far. Forte also running it well with 2 carries for 30 yards. The junior does send 4 wide receivers out of the huddle. 3 to his right, 1 to his left. Garrett Cox on his right hip. He's in the gun on 3rd down and almost 5. From the 37, takes a snap, quarterback draw, straight up the middle, and he's got room. Spins away from one man and will lean forward to about the 45-yard line. Gain of 8 and a first down. Panthers had a pretty good lick at him at one moment, but... couldn't get things wrapped up. So 38 yards now on just 3 carries for Forte, along with his 50 yards passing. All right. We'll try to keep you posted on other scores.
Sorry for being so quiet. I'm just a little busy here.
3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Forte gives to Cox off the left side, bounces outside, and a head of steam now across the midfield stripe. Panthers wrap him up, but not before he has another 7 or 8 yards when they unpile over on that far sideline. Brings up 2nd down and maybe 2. Gain of 8 for the big guy wearing 29.
If I was Panther defense right now, I'd say, guys, I don't care how much you're going to bend. You got 4 minutes left. Hold them out of the end zone. That could be the turning point right there if you can just use the clock to your advantage. We'll see. And, of course, from the standpoint, Kent is going to turn around and say we have to score before the end of the half.
Garnet Valley and PW tied at 14. Academy Park 8, Penwood 6. Here tied at 14 as well. 4 wide on 2nd down and 2. Back to pass is Forte. Looking, firing to the left flat. It is short hopped and incomplete. Okay. Just a little short on the delivery that time. Is it? Hits the turf just shy of the 40-yard line. Brings up 3rd down and 2. I like the call there. 3rd down and 2. Just take a look. Maybe take a shot in the passing game. And now here comes the heavy package coming in. Going to go 2 tight ends and 2 H-backs in front of Garrett Cox and see if the Panthers can stop it on at least, well, at least third down. But my guess is they'd try it again if there's anything positive here. All right, third and two from the Panther 47-yard line. Clock ticks is stopped at the 3:51 mark here in the second quarter. And they go with a power eye look. Under center is Forte. Tailback is Garrett Cox. They give it to Cox. Straight ahead, up the middle. He's going to push his way to first down yardage. Yep. At about the Panther 44. White jerseys driving backwards, but gain of three and another first down. So, again, got to keep fighting, Mike. As you said, just, hey, one stop, one play, one mistake, turnover perhaps.
Right now, this may be a possession game. Then with the ball wins, the last time wins. You know, it's certainly neither defense has been able to stop the other's offense. It's just a matter of how much it takes to get in there.
3:29, 3:28 and counting to play here in the first half. Kennett, first and 10 at the Panther 44-yard line. Strathairn with a cover two look. Nine men in the box. It is Cox off the left side. Panthers fill the hole quickly, but still he drives forward to a 40-yard line for a gain of four. Nice push up the up front there. The Panthers, you know, they're positionally they're in the right spots. Yep. They're guessing right a lot in terms of where the play is going, but just being out physical right now.
We just had a huge substitution.
Yeah, well, they're going with the spread package now. Okay, now they go right. Wide receivers, so there's a whole package of tight ends and H-backs, fullbacks, if you will, and then now you go with four wide and a shotgun look to spread the defense. Second down and six from the Panther 40. Clock ticks, 2:39 and counting to play here in the first half. Sam Forte in the gun. Garrett Cox on his right hip. Two receivers either side. He looks to his right, fires a quick hitch, incomplete. Near the 45-yard line, just off the hands of Kalen Frazier.
That was a bully.
Just a little behind him that time. Kalen turned inside, pass went just a little outside, and it's now third and six. I like the play call there as well for Kenna. I mean, they're getting it out of his hands quickly. They're not asking him to hold the ball for long back there. And short passing game coming in tonight. Sam Forte, 107 completions on 184 attempts. I mean, completing over 60% of his, well over 60% of his passes for 1588, 15 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. 2:30 to play here in the first half. Two receivers on to the right and left. Now, quick snap juggled by Forte. Heavy pressure in the backfield, and they've got him! Aiden Prochniak with a jailbreak sacks him all the way back at the 46-yard line. The loss of 14 on the play as that snap came way sooner than Forte was ready.
Yeah, he had no idea it was coming. He was looking away, and it came right at his shoulder.
Now you're looking at fourth and about 17 or 18 here.
But these kids can do that.
Yeah, well, they can. And now timeout Strathairn, and they can do that. And here's the other thing. What we've seen on film is they will leave the offense on the field. Forte will quick kick. He serves as the punter, essentially.
Right.
But the Panthers have to be ready for everything. Fourth and 18 when we come back. 30-second timeout. Be back in just a moment. First time we've seen fourth and long all night from either team.
Sure.
Panthers trying to capitalize on havenfootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back. Fourth and 18. Kennett. In an offensive set here, two receivers to either side. They will punt out of this on occasion, and now Forte does take three steps backwards as if to punt, but they have to be wary. Forte does get it away. Wobbling kick, it's going to be Ibo Pio makes the catch and is dumped immediately inside the 20-yard line. But the Panther defense gets the first stop of the night for either team. 1:57 to play here before halftime, and now the Panthers with a chance to maybe put points on the board or at least take care of the ball till half.
For those of you listening live, I've been in touch with my dad who's listening in. He says apparently it's going to a cache, and then so if you stay on, it comes right back to where it was. You only miss a few words of that. So stay with us. We see we've got about 100 people listening at the moment. Just stay with us and stay here. And we can't do anything from our end, but if you stay there, it'll automatically take care of itself.
All right, Panthers first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. Jairus Adams to the right as a split end. Schuler in the backfield. Pio now comes backfield as well, and they shift Schuler as a wing to the right. On first and 10, back to passes. Ryder looking, firing down the middle. Has a man on the wheel route. Schuler complete. 40, 45, dances away. Midfield and into Kennett territory at the 46-yard line. Matt Schuler with a gain of 32 and a Panther first down.
You know, when they started to set that up in the field, I started to say, this is something a little different for them. I can see the way their body language is, but
Panthers
no huddle.
Going no huddle here. All right, under center is Jack Ryder. On first and 10, spikes the football. Well, Panthers still have two timeouts. 1:45 to play here, and now it's second down and 10. Not sure with a minute 45 why you're killing the clock there.
Clancy's usually pretty good at managing time. I'm not too sure if I ever get a chance to talk to him, I'll try to figure out what that was all about. Maybe he just wanted him to regroup. Yeah. Would you think just call a timeout then?
Yeah, second down and 10. All right, Panthers at the Kennett 46-yard line. Again, if you're joining us late, Strathaven will get the football to start the second half, but looking to untie this game. We're knotted at 14, 1:45 to play here before halftime. Split end to the left is Jarris Adams. Give on the quick hitter. This is Prochniak. Cuts back to his left at the 40, and he's going to be dumped out at the 38-yard line. Brings up third down and 2. 1:37, 1:36 and counting.
Hurry up, offense.
They go no huddle. He goes split end to the right is Jarris Adams on the right hash. Wing to the right is Matt Schuler on third down and 2. Prochniak off the left side has some room and into the secondary he goes and dumped at the 30-yard line. They'll stop the clock to spot the football and move the chains. Prochniak rips off 14 on his last two carries. Now Prochniak is going to have to check out here. Aiden Prochniak checks in. John lost his helmet, so has to come out for a play. All right, they're going to go two tight ends.
Official timeout now. I don't know what that's all about.
The officials stop the clock here. And this is, because of the equipment issue.
Right.
All right, Aiden Prochniak checks in at tight end. Jarris Adams is at fullback. On first and 10, from the Kennett 30-yard line, give off the left side as Matt Schuler cuts back, and he's dumped at the 25. Gain of 5, and it brings up, or maybe 4, clock ticks inside of a minute to play now before halftime. Panthers inching closer to Emmett Young's field goal range.
Prochniak back in the game.
John checks back in, Aiden out. Split end to the right is Jarris Adams. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Motion man is Pio from left to right. Give us to Prochniak. He's going to be dropped after a short gain, maybe a yard. And did the ball come out? Let's see. The Kennett thinks they have the football coming
out. Yes, they
do. And they do. Wow. On the bottom of the pile is Buzzy Hurts, and he makes the play to recover the fumble. So the Panthers on the edge of field goal range turn it over. So offenses hurt themselves for both teams there.
Yep.
The errant snap was what set Kennett back, and now the Panthers had a nice drive there and threatening to take the lead before halftime. Cough it up at the 25-yard line.
And with 35 seconds, I don't think Kennett's just going to sit on their laurels
and
go into the half.
I think they take their shots here.
Absolutely.
They've got the athletes to do it, namely number 7 in the backfield, Sam Forte, who's had a terrific first half. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Forte, empty backfield. Back to pass and looking, has time, steps up, fires to the right flat, shallow cross, and over the middle, and Cole Peichel wrestles a man down shy of the first down, so the clock ticks. 26 seconds, and then they'll stop the clock. Head coach Lance Frazier will call timeout and get Kennett regrouped at the 33-yard line.
We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, we'll keep it right here. Second down and 2 upcoming. We'll try to keep you posted here. Pope John Paul leading undefeated Newman Goretti 13-6.
Really? That's a close game, still.
That's a big one in District 12 tonight. With try to keep you posted on that one as well. And I'm just waiting on the internet to catch up with all the thoughts we want to have and score updates we want to give. But 26 seconds to play here before halftime. Strathaven and Kennett knotted at 14 as each team put it in the end zone on their opening two possessions and then self-inflicted wounds on their in the latter part of this second quarter here with a poor snap on Kennett's behalf and then a Panther fumble at the 25. Just taking a quick peek here at the statistics. Sam Forte now 6 out of 9 throwing it for 58 yards and 2 scores. Garrett Cox 11 carries for 68. Cox
that's about his, it's a little bit lower than his average, but that's about where it is.
All right. Kennett comes out of the timeout a little jumbled here, and now they go slot left with Garrett Cox. Kalen Frazier lines up at tight end. All right, on second down. Back to passes. Forte is going to step up and be hit immediately. Nice work there, and he'll be shy of a first down. Good work there by Burke and Aiden Prochniak.
Absolutely. Only two defensive men on the line, and they covered nicely.
13 seconds, 12 seconds, and Kennett's going to say, all right, enough's enough. All right, that will do it for the first half. Woo. And, boy, it was entertaining. It was fast-moving, and it's still tied. 0-0 to start, 7-7 after one, 14 all after two. Both teams kicking themselves a bit for missed opportunities late in this second quarter. But it has been entertaining and exciting, to say the least. And as expected, the 4 seed versus the 5 seed. We hope for a close one. We expected a close one. And these kids are putting on a terrific show thus far. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll have chatter from Pete and Andrew and Mike and some score updates from around District 1, District 12, and beyond. Glad to you're joining us live or on the archive. And thanks again to our sponsors for keeping us going on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market.
Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
And welcome back to Kennett High School, where the score is amazingly, in my opinion, 14-14. It's been a heck of a first half, with both defenses being unable to stop the offenses, and the only stops really came when Kennett took an early snap, bounced off the quarterback's shoulder, and it put him in a fourth and forever position, which they punted. And in Haven, driving in the last few seconds of the second quarter, prepared to take the lead either by potentially a field goal or by a touchdown, and fumbled the ball on a simple 3-yard carry. Pete, what's your thoughts?
Well, Mike, I think what we're seeing here is two very good high school teams that are mirrors of one another. They both run the ball great. Kennett has a little more of a passing attack. But as we saw there in the second quarter, Haven put the ball up in the air a couple of times. Matt Schuller, and I think you may see in the second half a little more of that. There's openings there to be had if you want to go after. But it's amazing. Both teams came down and scored. And on their third possessions, each team basically turned the ball over. The turnover for Kennett was not a turnover, but it was a bad snap. So it made fourth and long. So that was like a turnover. And then the turnover for the Panthers down at the 30-some yard line by Prochniak. So it's been a great game. Two evenly matched teams here. The score shows it. And I'm enjoying every minute of this game.
Andy?
Yeah, it's been a real good game we've seen.
Andrew, I'm sorry.
Eddie.
The passing game for both teams has been pretty accurate. Sam Forte is 6-for-9 for 58 yards with the two scores, and Jack Ryder's 2-for-2 for his 50 yards, both of those receptions by Matt Schuler. Prochniak doing what he does on the ground, getting like 4.5-5 yards a carry, has 63 yards on his 14 carries tonight. Evan Blake has his one carry for 13 yards. You've seen Strathaven spread the ball around to a couple different backs, and it's worked out fairly well for all of them, and no one's really average. Like, there's only one player on the team averaging less than 3 yards a carry, and that's Ebo Pio. And
right.
But he had a couple of negative plays there
right.
that fun. Set him back a little bit.
Yeah, well, Kenneth came out real strong. Their first drive, they just, like, four plays, they went the distance of the field, and then we're starting to go, uh-oh, Haven, this is going to be a long night. But Haven sort of got their sea legs. The second drive, they allowed a touchdown, but they made the plays longer drives. They just slowed down, Kenneth, and got more of a grip on the game. And since then, it's been a back-and-forth game. It's a really great game. Tied at 14. Haven gets a second-half kickoff, which will be real important to get down there and score. So
definitely.
I'm just looking forward to a great third and fourth quarter.
Go ahead, what are you saying, Andrew?
It looks like this game, as we were saying during the first half, that the last team to get the ball is going to be the team that wins this game because they're going to be the one that has the chance to put it in the end zone.
Well,
the
question is now, if you're Kenneth's coach, what do you come out and try to do? I mean, obviously win the game, but what's the technique?
If I'm Kenneth's coach, I throw the ball a little more. There's openings there. About three passes, men were wide open.
They just underthrew
the ball or overthrew it. So if I'm Kenneth, I come out. You know, I run a little bit, but I put the ball in the air because there's yards to be had. And also with the Panthers, I put the ball in the air. I think the second half we should see more passing.
Well, I think there's a real fear, certainly for Clancy. I'm not too sure how Kenneth's going to feel about it, but I think Clancy's going to try to dominate on the ground. I would not be surprised to see a heavy-duty ground game in the first possession.
Yuck.
Well, but two advantages. If they can drive down and score and take out most of the third quarter, time is could potentially a big advantage. That almost forces Kenneth to consider throwing because they don't want to take the time to run it down. Now, what we haven't seen is the huge play. Matter of fact, probably the biggest play right now has been the first kickoff return that Haven got. That was a heck of a kickoff return after Kenneth's first score. And
the longest play we have is I think Garrett Cox's opening run of the game for 27 yards.
Okay. All right, so you know, so it's not that they've been contained, but they haven't had a big breakout. So, if as a coach you get into this and it's going to be tit for tat, and you're going to be taking up a lot of time on the clock, you know, I don't know that I want to force. If I'm the Panthers, I don't want to be forced to throw. I don't want to be in a position where I'm afraid of it. Pete's shaking his head like not a problem. I said it's not a problem.
Mike,
he throws an interception.
Do you remember last week in the second half? What opened the game up?
Well,
they went to Jarek Adams. They gave him the ball in open space and let him do his thing.
Well,
if they can get him the ball in open spaces, there's yards to be had on this team.
If you can get the ball
to Jarek Adams or Matt Schuler, both of them have blazing speed that can change the game.
All right, so the first possession is going to go to Strathaven. We all agreed they got to move the ball and score.
Move the ball, take up some.
That'll give them the
clock.
First lead.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, they got to find a way to stop Kenneth on their next possession and hang.
Really?
That's the rule. That's the rule.
I mean, that's football, but obviously.
Yeah. Well, but you know, that's what you got to tell your kids.
Yeah.
You know, if you're talking to the defensive unit, you got to say when we get back on the field, you must hold these guys and keep them from scoring. You know, right now, the teams have been mirror images. Score, 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 stop, stop. End of first half.
You know what I would like to see? We also talked about this, Mike, on the way up in the van. The screen pass. The Kenneth's
they have one.
Well, the Kenneth's pass rush has been so terrific. If you can just let that pass rush get in a little bit in, bring your quarterback back a little further and just dump it over their heads in the Adams or Shore's hands and let them run.
We haven't seen it.
I don't know that Strathaven has that in the arsenal.
I was going to say, I don't think that's in the quiver. I haven't seen it all year long, and I can pretty comfortable that Clancy's not sitting there with a piece of chalk and the concrete floor drawing up a screenplay for everybody to watch and see how it's done.
I mean, we could, if we see that, it'd be something
else.
We called this.
All right, guys, real quick before the band goes off the field and we got to start going to Brian for his updates, what's the story? Eagles have a bye this week.
Yeah, they're all on vacation.
Yeah, they got a nice win last week against the Bears.
They come back against the Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots.
They've got a couple of tough games.
I think it'll be a good game. I don't think they'll get blown out, but they're going to have to play almost a perfect game.
As I usually say, it depends on what Eagle team shows up.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
They've had two very different teams this year. They've had the good Eagles and they've had the bad Eagles.
Yeah, well, they have that every year.
Yeah.
Almost every year.
The Super Bowl year, they didn't so much have the bad Eagles.
It wasn't quite as bad.
We didn't see those Eagles a lot.
That's true. All right, anything else? We can't talk World Series. Anyone want to talk basketball? Pete, that was silence. And, of course, we're going to be doing basketball in another month or so.
You mean our hoops?
Our Delco hoops.
Our Delco hoops will be starting in mid-December.
If you're into high school basketball, we're going to be doing a game of the week. So we'll be all over Delaware County checking out games and doing live broadcasts. And we also have it on the archive, obviously, so you can check that out. In the meantime, we are at halftime here at Kennett High School, where it is 14-14. Stay tuned. Even with the breaks and the internet stuff, this should be an exciting second half. We'll see you on the other side as we thank our sponsors. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market.
Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to halftime here at Kennett High School, my favorite part of the night, where we've got 400-plus kids on the field playing, and I hope you're able to hear that in the background. We'll try to just make sure that the band is easy enough to hear. I'll speak softly, maybe, as we give you score updates from around District 1 in playoff action here. Let's start in 6A. CB West hosting 7th-seeded Coatesville. Coatesville has taken the lead late in the second quarter. 14-10 Red Raiders, their first lead of the night. Coatesville on top of the second-seeded Bucks. So, staying in 6A, on the same side of the bracket, the winner of that one, Coatesville versus CB West, will take on the winner of Plymouth, White Marsh, and Garnet Valley. Garnet Valley has extended their lead, and they've reached halftime. 28-14, Garnet Valley on top of PW in the at half. So the Jags trying to defend their home turf and perhaps get a home game with Coatesville next week, or would be on the road at CB West. Staying also in 6A, Downingtown West 14, North Penn 10. So the top-seeded Downingtown West squad at 10-1 have their hands full, obviously, with North Penn, but 14-10, they are on top at the moment. The winner of that one will take on the winner of Haverford Downingtown East. That'll be played at Cottonmire tomorrow night, so we'll keep an eye on that one. In 5A now, a little closer to home. Let's start on the other side of the bracket. Ruston and Westchester East, 7-0 at halftime. Ruston over East at the moment. So Ruston, the a nice win over Marple Newtown a week ago, trying to knock off second-seeded Westchester East.
Yeah, so, well, that would be a shocker.
East beat Ruston in the regular season, but now the Golden Knights trying to return the favor on the road, 7-0 at half. Staying on that side of the bracket, Matt Smith of the Daily Times is tweeting. He just says, this game is not great. So 8-6. It's a sloppy game right now, Penwood and Academy Park, but Penwood trailing Academy Park 8-6. Lots of penalties, lots of fumbles, and again, just a slugfest in the Del Valle rematch over in Sharon Hill. So we'll keep an eye on that one. On we'll call it our side of the bracket. Ours meaning Kennett and Strathaven. The winner of tonight's game with the Panthers and Blue Demons here will take on the winner of Cheltenham and Unionville. Unionville on the road over in Elkins Park. Cheltenham, the top seed, leading 14-7, last we heard. So we'll hope for some more updates as we go. And in the in 4A, which essentially is the 4A District 1 Championship tonight, and then there would be a bye week thereafter. Bishop Shanahan all over Upper Moreland, 28-0. So mercy rule could be in effect here with one more score from Bishop Shanahan. And then one more over in the Catholic League, Pope John Paul and Newman Goretti, 21-14, Pope John Paul leading Newman Goretti, who is undefeated, highly ranked, and really well thought of. But Pope John Paul with Kamal Gray at quarterback, looking good. Another score update, Downingtown West 20, North Penn 10 at halftime. So that's gone to half, and Downingtown West has extended their lead to 10. So we'll keep things posted there. But here, again, Andrew and Mike and Pete went over the halftime stats individually and as a team and so forth. But, you know, we said on to coming into tonight, these teams couldn't really get more even on paper. Right. And, you know, here we are, knotted at 14. Total yards, 157 for Kennett, 148 for Strathaven. They've each had three possessions, two touchdowns and a turnover on downs and a turnover with a fumble. You know, there's only been one penalty at the moment, but it's been interesting. CB West has taken the lead now, 17-13. I saw 14-10. We don't know. We'll get an update maybe if Coatesville has 13 or 14. But either way, CB West has taken it in at halftime now. So second half will start with Coatesville trailing CB West 17-14 or 17-13. We'll try to get an update there, but in the meantime, CB West, 17-13 is what's now being communicated. So that's a touchdown game now, not a field goal game. It'll be interesting.
Yes, it always is.
Always is. This is honestly, week to week, I think really the most competitive games come in this round of the playoffs. At the 5A and 6A level, it is rare to see a blowout at any level. All these teams play well. They're evenly matched. They're well coached. And they get to the second round of the playoffs for a reason. And you usually get a lot of teams that are, say, 7-3, 8-2, 9-1 type teams.
Sure.
And really know what they're doing.
Well, that's one of the complaints about 5A was that, you know, when they added the extra 8 teams, there's 16. And, you know, the 16th can be 6-4, 5-5, 3-7 sometimes.
For several years now.
You know, so they become cannon fodder in a playoff game. But that's being, it's high school football. So, you know, if a team gets into the playoffs for 3-7, and that's going to be their claim to fame, even if they get blown out in a playoff game, that's okay. It's exciting to be in a playoff game, and I'm all for it. I think it's just a fine thing to do. It'd be nice if it was more competitive, and maybe sometimes it will be. But certainly you're right. When you get into those top eight, they're all 8-2s, 9-1. 10-0. I mean, they're all really good, solid teams. So this is a delight to watch, and although we're on the edge of our seats, but that's what you want when you watch a football game or any sporting event, really.
Well, and speaking of, so we're tied here. The other side of the bracket is now tied as well. Unionville and Cheltenham knotted at 21
really?
At halftime.
Really?
So, man, this is evenly matched across the 5A scoreboard tonight. It's just, again, terrific first half of football in four separate games. So we look forward to next week, and we hope that we are on the air with that, with Strathaven, of course.
Of course.
It would be either at Cheltenham or hosting Ruston, or I'm sorry, hosting Unionville, perhaps. But, again, a lot of football still to be played, and the Blue Demons will have something to say about that, of course.
You can count on that.
And one other point we should make, and honestly, you know, we say this a lot of times at the end of the regular season, there will be a lot of football careers that end tonight.
Yes.
Regardless, there are a number of seniors on both teams that will be putting on the pads for the last time, and there will be heartbreak tonight for somebody, regardless. So we'll take a minute and say thank you to the dedication and the energy it takes to be a senior football player. Regardless of your team, you know, you've had a terrific career, a terrific contribution to your school and your friends and your coaches and your parents and so forth. So, again, great credit to all the seniors who are out on the field tonight, some of whom are likely playing for the final time. So, looks like we're ready to go for the second half. Ryan Barker has it teed at the left hash mark. Strathaven will receive this opening kickoff and move right to left, tied at 14. They kicked it deep one time, and Matt Schuler made them pay. They kicked it short another time, and the Panthers started near midfield. So we'll see what Coach Fraser has drawn up here for Ryan Barker. And ready to rock and roll here. And we are underway. It's a low line drive kick. It's going to take a hop and come to Christian Major at the 30-yard line. He goes straight ahead to the 40, out to the 41-yard line. And that's where the Panther offense will get things started, trying to untie this game at 14. Moving right to left here in this third quarter.
Hey,
go ahead.
I was going to say, Brian, we thought Pete seems to think they're going to go to the air a lot more. I'm saying they'll probably run it for a while as long as they keep control. What do you think?
I would say I wouldn't say a lot more, but a lot more could be even three times. So even if they throw it three times, that's a lot more.
Yeah,
but we'll see. Jarris Adams split end to the right. Now they shift a tight end to the right, wing to the right as well. And in motion goes Ebo Pio. They give to Prochniak off right tackle. He goes into the secondary, lowers the shoulder, and rips off seven. And that will move the pile out near the 48-yard line.
As long as they make offensive gains like that on downs, it's, you know, 7 yards is 8 yards. Well, I guess it's seven.
Yeah
that's going to be certain Clancy's going to stick with until they can stop them.
Well, and second and three, this does give you a chance perhaps to throw. You know, if you throw incomplete on second and three, you still feel manageable on third and fourth down.
Yep.
But in the meantime, they'll try it from their own 48. Panthers, again, with a wing to the right. Give is to Prochniak off the left side. First down and more, and he's down to the Kennett 46-yard line, maybe near the 45. Give him seven more, and Big John does not want to see the career end tonight. 16 carries, 77 yards now, is a game high, along with two Panther touchdowns. Ryder brings in the play. They'll break the huddle with about 11 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Opening drive of this third quarter. Tight end to the right is Mazur. Split end to the left is Jarris Adams. They show blitz, and then on the counter looking for a sweep off that right side. Ebo Pio dances inside, outside, still on his feet, gives some ground, and the ball came out.
Oh.
And let's see. Panthers have turned it over for the second possession in a row. Garrett Cox on top of it at the 46-yard line, and Ebo Pio loses the fumble, and the Kennett offense in great shape now at their own 46-yard line.
Boy, that's a killer, you know, on a game like this. Those kind of mistakes may swing it, that's for sure. You know, for getting an extra couple of yards. That's, you know, we've talked about this all year long. Sometimes it just pays to go down and start again.
Panther defense has to find a way to get a stop now. All right. Kennett, three possessions in the first half. First two finished in the end zone. Third one was a punt after an errant snap on third down. So they open with three wide receivers bunched to the right. Shotgun look here for Sam Forte. Cox now goes slot right. They go four wide receivers to the right, and they look for a screen to that side or open it up for Forte. Back to pass. They do screen to this near sideline, and looking for running room is number 14, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. Matt Schuler comes up and pops Houston for a loss of three on the play. Nice work there by Schuler to make the open field tackle. And again, I kind of saw that one coming.
I think everybody saw it coming.
The bubble screen,
yeah.
And Panthers read it well.
Yep.
So second down and about 13 now. back at their 43-yard line.
When, you know, when the defense reads it, the only thing you can do is offensively block those defenders out, but it was too overwhelming to even attempt.
Forte in the huddle. They'll snap from the right hash. Moving left to right here is Kennett. Strathaven, two fumbles now in Kennett territory, their last two possessions. Defense trying to make a big play here. They go three wide receivers and a tight end to the left. Cox in the backfield, and they go sweep. Quarterback off the left side, and it's John Prochniak coming up and popping Forte at the 49-yard line. So getting a gain of about six there, and boy, they are getting a great push off that left side.
Yep. And this is, you know, this is third and seven, and this is, I got to believe if they get 2 or 3 yards, they'll go for it on fourth. I don't think they're going to be so willing to give the ball back.
Panther defense trying to get a stop. Perhaps another negative play here. Zach Good, the tight end, checks out. Kalen Frazier into the game, and they break the huddle with a spread. Two receivers to the left, three now to the right. Empty backfield. Forte now sends Cox as a wing to the right. Five wide. Shotgun look for Forte on third and six. Back to pass. Has time. Steps up. Shallow cross over the middle is complete. And there's a lot of running room and first down yardage across the 40-yard line for Hertz. And now that the ball came out, where they're going to mark him down first to the 38-yard line. Gain of 11 for Hertz, his second catch of the game. And that will move the sticks for Kennett with 8:49 or 8:50 rather to play. They'll restart the clocks when they set the chains on that far sideline.
You know, they are reaching over the middle of the field, shallow, you know, 6-7 yards. Where's mm-hmm. Where have you heard that before, complaining about for years, try to do it ourselves? But it's a soft underbelly for Panthers. They're going to find some answer for it.
All right. They go wing to the right. Cox in the backfield in the shotgun now next to Forte. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. On first and 10 from the 38, Forte, back, one-step drop, looks, steps, it's deflected and intercepted. Evan Blake down the far sideline. Prochniak got a hand on it, and Evan Blake makes the play. His first interception of the year has the Panthers in business near midfield.
Wow, that was a great deflection and a great catch.
You know, Forte steps up. You know, a little bit of a pump fake there, and Prochniak really hopped up twice to get his hand on that one, and Blake with a catch. And now Panthers trying to get the ball back and get the offense back on track here. First and 10 at their own 47-yard line. And they go two tight ends. Aiden Prochniak to the left, Christian Mazur to the right, Pio in the backfield, Evan Blake wing to the right. They show blitz. Eight men in the box. Pio off the right side. He's going to dance his way into the secondary, carrying tacklers. First down yardage. Ebo Pio running with purpose that time, all the way down to the 39-yard line. Gain of 14.
I'm sure Clancy took him to the side after he fumbled that ball and said, hang on, go down, and run like you mean it.
And run straight.
That's
and
right.
Straight ahead. Again, he has made so many players miss this season and so forth. It's hard to argue with the results so right. many times, but those are the chances you take when
you're reaching.
Yes, but in the meantime, P.O. rips off 14, and the Panthers back in business now. First and 10 from the 39. Gives it to Prochniak straight ahead. Lots of room off the left side. Cuts back to his right. Secondary carrying tacklers inside the 25 down to the 22-yard line. 17 more for Prochniak, and the Panthers with some bounce in their step now. 7:42 to play and counting in this third quarter.
They really feel like they're getting the center of that line blocked, and it's having its effect. They're not pushing them way off the ball, but they're definitely creating the seams.
Vince Kreshy, defensive end, with a touchdown-saving tackle there. Two tight ends set. Wing to the right is Blake. Again, they show blitz, and now you get flags pre-snap. Let's say the Panthers flinched. Oh, my. First and 15 is what we'll have here, and I think they're reacting to that A-gap blitz is coming, and then they're sending 8 or 9 to just try to clog every hole there. Panthers may be able to sneak somebody into the flat if you're able to get somebody blocked. But in the meantime, first and 15 now. Another self-inflicted mistake
here
for
the Panthers.
Yeah,
but it's been a very clean game.
Yeah,
that
just
is the
second penalty of the night. Yeah, that's it. All right, back to the 27-yard line they go. Brings up first down and 15. Ryder under center. Give is on the counter to Pio, who's going to spin his way into not much of anything. nobody there to block on that counter, and well played there by Kennett. Second down and 15 from the 27.
I couldn't see the tackler, but somebody had nosedived and just plugged up the hole very low, and Peel had nowhere to go when he got to the hole.
Cresci on the stop. Vince Cresci in an amazing game last week in the opening round of the playoffs. He was just a man possessed on defense. Cresci, two fumble recoveries, two sacks, two forced fumbles as well.
But other than that, how was the game?
Yeah, he did all right. Eight in the box here on second 15. They go to the same play. Ball on the ground. Scramble for it. Still loose. And Kalen Frazier's on top of it for Kennett. Oh, they went right back to the well. I'm sorry, not Frazier, but guess who? It's Cresci again. We just, well, he spoke that one into existence.
Normally you curse those things.
Well, he had two fumble recoveries last week, and he pounces on this one. Pio was belted as soon as the ball was handed off to him.
Yeah,
no chance there.
That play was broken up from the moment it started. He had all sorts of can of people in the backfield during the handoff. It was a mess.
All right, turnovers galore here in this first start of this third quarter. 6:30 to play here. Still knotted at 14. Maybe we can get a Twitter update there in between just to say, look, two Strathaven fumbles and now one sandwiched by Kennett in between. But in the meantime, Blue Demons open with the heavy set. Shotgun look. Two fullbacks. Cox. Nope, it's going to be a keeper. It's just a wildcat look. This is Cox. Takes a snap and rolls through one man and has himself 12 yards and a first down. Just a wildcat set that time.
Yep.
Snap it directly to Cox and say, all right, follow this young man. All right, first down and 10 from the midfield stripe. Kennett on the move as Cox took 13. All right, that was a new little wrinkle there as they went to the sort of the wildcat set. All right, see what we got here. Same look. Cox in the shotgun. They'll snap it to him one more time. Goes through his hand, scramble for it on the ground, and Cox does well to fall on it back at the 42-yard line. So they're going to lose about 7 on the play. They'll put it down at the 43. And brings up second down and 17. So
snap looked decent. I don't know if it was too early and his eyes were off of it or what. It got him in the hands.
Seemed fine there that time, but just, again, both teams with some, you know.
Well, they're ups, you know, linemen are anxious to block and get their blocks made, so it can cause some problems.
Both teams with some mistakes here in this second half. Cox takes the direct snap. He's going to give it inside and straight up the middle to the 45 and not much else. And John Prochniak there to say no. Absolutely, well, maybe 2 or 3 yards for number 40 that time. First carry of the night for, that's Joe Burtz, I think. I don't know, that was hard to see here. So, again, a little different look here. Forte is hard to see out there. Is he in there calling the plays? It's third down and 15 now. You'd think passing set here and something maybe a little more traditional. But we'll see. Nope.
No,
Forte is on the sideline here. They go with a wildcat look again. Cox will take the direct snap. He's going to keep it, go back to pass, and he's looking. He's going to scramble for a moment. He's going to step away from one man, still eyes downfield, looking. Fire into this near sideline. It is caught near first down yardage, I think, on this near sideline. It is caught.
Whoa.
And Cox completion to number 22. That's Young. And a first down. Oh, my. So, Panthers give up a 3rd and 17 there with a quarterback on the sideline. Hard to believe. All right, Kennett going right back to it here. Cox in the shotgun with a wild look, cat look. Two backs in front of him. He's going to take it himself. Straight up the middle he goes. He's going to run through one man, two men, down to the Panther 32, and then the flag comes in late. Let's see. Right at the end of the play, so gain of 8, and then we'll check the flag here. 4:01 to play here in the third, and we'll wait to see. And this looks like it's against Strathaven. We're going to end up with a 5-yard face mask here against the Panthers, and tacking onto the end of the run should result in a first down. All right, so 5 more yards here puts it down at the Panther 27. Panther defense with a chance to get off the field there on 3rd and 17, had a chance to wrap up Cox in the backfield and just couldn't get it going. I don't know if Forte is hurt or if this is just a coach's decision, a strategy call, but wildcat look here for the Panthers to deal with. And this is Cox off the left side, looking for running room, cuts back in the middle. Mike Golay says no. They drop him back. Well, forward progress will give him the line of scrimmage and maybe another inch. Second down and 10 upcoming. All right, now they go with a spread here. They check the players out, and this might be either. And, okay, here comes Forte back into the game. So second down and 10 from the 27. Forte doing well throwing it tonight, 8 out of 12. But the Wildcat look gave the Panthers some fits there for a few moments. Second and 10 from the Panther 27. Forte back in the game. They go empty backfield. Cox wing to the left, two receivers to either side. He's in the shotgun with 3:05 and counting to play here in the third. Back to pass Forte. Looking, has time. Fires shallow cross over the middle. It's deflected and completed. Gain of about 5 as the Panthers drop Patrici right there at the 20-yard line. So, well,
and deflected again.
Yeah, ball was tipped at the line. So call it a gain of 7, I guess, and brings up third down and 3. 7 yards in the Ryan Barker, pretty good field goal kicker. They are approaching his range as well, but of course Kennett would love to have more than that right here. Third and 3 from the Panther 20-yard line. 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Cox in the backfield on the left hip of Sam Forte. On third down and 3, Panthers show blitz and here they come. Back to pass Forte. Looks, dumps over the middle on the slant and in and out of the hands. Good coverage from Jairus Adams and Kalen Frazier. No, not Frazier, but who is that? Was that
Peel?
Wide receiver, number 10?
Oh,
the intended receiver. It was Jairus who broke it up, but it brings up fourth down and 3. Panthers with a nice blitz had him get rid of it, and Patrici couldn't squeeze it. All right, so they go with a heavy package again. Fourth down and 3. And Panthers probably going to need to stop Forte or Cox on the run here.
I would think.
One of those where everybody in the building knows which one or two guys is going to get it, and you know probably what it's going to look like. Just can you stop it? All right, here we go. Two fullbacks in front. Pistol look here. Forte in the gun. On his left hip is Garrett Cox. On fourth and 3. Panthers D trying to get off the field. Play fake. Back to pass. Looking. They throw the wheel route. It is incomplete. Chase Barlow in coverage.
Wow.
And the Panther defense dodges another bullet with 2:08 to play here in the third.
As successful as they've been on the ground, I am surprised they went. I mean, the odds of he's a terrific passer and they have a great receivers, but 3 yards? Come on, guys.
Cox,
you think they get it?
Yeah. At this point, Cox is averaging 5 yards a rush. Forte's averaging 8 yards a rush. It's just couldn't come up with it that time. And now the Panthers, again, a couple of defensive stops there with an interception and then turn it over on downs. And now first and 10 at their own 20. Long field in front of the Panthers here. Prochniak and Pio in the backfield. Evan Blake wing to the right. Two tight end set. It's Prochniak straight up the middle. He's got some room. He's cut down after a gain of about 7. And Big John took a hit right on the knee there, but seems okay.
Where the Panthers have to be just hitting themselves at this stage of the game would be, you know, they haven't stopped us yet.
No.
We've stopped us.
No, that's right.
You know, we've managed to stop them a couple of times, but they haven't stopped us yet. We keep throwing the ball away.
3 fumbles in consecutive possessions. 1 at the end of the first half, and now 2 fumbles here in the third. Second down and a long 6. Give inside. Prochniak again. He's got himself a first down as he lunges across that 30 out to the 31. And that'll move the sticks again. This might be a Prochniak for 30 carry type night at this point. Run it until they stop it or until Big John needs a breather. 1:25 and counting to play here in the third. Jairus Adams checks out. Second tight end checks in. Aiden Prochniak back in. With Evan Blake wing to the right. Pio in the backfield. They go with 8 men in the box once again. Give is to Evan Blake off that left side, and he's going to lower the shoulder, take it out to the 36-yard line for a gain of 5 more. So Panthers picking up good first down yards. The last several first down plays have gone for 6, 7, 8 yards, 5 more right there, and puts them in a manageable spot if they can be patient and chip away. All right. We'll try to get you score updates from elsewhere here. In the meantime, under center is Jack Ryder. They show blitz. Give is Prochniak off the left side. Sheds one tackle. Pushes his way to about the 38. Brings up third down and a long 2. So Ryder will walk to the sideline, and I don't think they're going to run another play here in the third quarter. I think they're going to switch sides and give everybody a chance to catch their breath. They'll spot it at the 38-yard line. Coach Clancy sends in Jack Ryder, 13 seconds, 12 seconds. And now Coach says, nope, stand there, young man. We're going to switch sides and yep. do just that. All right, so we'll take a short timeout. Be back in just a moment. Stick with us. Fourth quarter action upcoming. Glad you're joining us live on the archive. Got a good one here. Kenneth and Strathaven on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Jaws. Welcome back to Kennett High School. And thanks to everybody at Kennett for getting us set up here. Great spot in the press box tonight. Very thankful for the chance to broadcast the quarterfinals here. Kennett, it's just their second ever playoff game, and they are hanging tough and trying to hold serve here on the home court. 14 all as we start this fourth quarter. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Andrew Kaufman doing everything else. I just get to talk about football, and I get all the easy stuff.
Yeah, that's right. But if you don't talk about football, there's no game.
Well, now there's plenty of game right here in front of us. And now the Panthers, third and two and a half from their own 38-yard line to start this fourth quarter, moving left to right. Evan Blake is wing to the right. Give his approach, Niak, off the left side. He's got first down yardage. He crawls his way. A bear crawl out to the 42-yard line. Gain of four and a Strathaven first down. You know, I have to say, I didn't even get a chance to look for the student section. I probably have a cousin or two here tonight. They go to school here. So if they're out there in the cold, they can come by and say hello. If not, I'll catch them later. But in the meantime, the Panthers, first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Give us to Evan Blake off that left side. He's going to roll his way across the 45-yard line out to the 47.
So when another
gain of six.
When he gets up ahead of steam, he was rolling over Panthers, over Blue Devils, everybody. Just keep moving along.
Blake with a huge game last week. 9 carries for 84 yards, and especially in that second half, was a big reason that Upper Marion started to wear down, and Panthers hoping for more of the same here. Second down and about 5, we'll call it, from the Panther 47-yard line. Give on the quick hitter. This is Prochniak. Dances away from one man, two men, and then crosses the midfield stripe to the 49, maybe. All right, third and about 2. So gain of just 3 there for John Prochniak on his 22nd carry of the night. He has 114 yards, 2 Panther scores. Clock ticks. My guess is, unless you get a negative play here, is this is 4 down territory again.
Yeah.
Kennett shifting. They bring 10 men into the box here on 3rd down and 2. It's Blake off the left side. Lowers a shoulder, and he's got himself a first down to the 45. 5 more yards for the junior. And a fresh set of downs for the silver and black. Kennett's defense been on the field for a little bit of a stretch now.
Yep, absolutely.
Blue Demons trying to get a stop here, and really the key to this drive, knock on wood thus far, has been the first down plays.
Yep.
Panthers getting 5, 6, 7 at a time on first down, and they break the huddle here with a slot and a split. Split to the right is Aiden Prochniak. Wing to the right is Ebo Pio. And a quick hitter to Jarris Adams, who's going to check in at fullback for a gain of 3. So Adams to the 42-yard line of the Blue Demons, brings up second down and about 7.
For you know how Clancy likes to play football, this is in his glory. I mean, just smash mouth up the middle, keep running it down their throats, keep getting the 3 and 5 and 7 yards, and just go in and score. And you know what? If they hadn't fumbled a couple times, they might be in the lead now.
3 fumbles for the Panthers here tonight. Here we go. Motion man is Blake. It's off the left tackle. This is Prochniak, who leans across the 40 down to near the, well, he'll put it down on the 40, actually. So they're looking at 3rd and 5 now. It's not much doing. Good penetration that time by the Kennett front 4. And the Panthers, again, needing some kind of positive yardage here to keep this drive going. Knotted at 14. 9-12 and counting to play here in the fourth. A scoreless third quarter as both teams had some mistakes and turnovers. Ryder under center. Two tight end set. Hard count. Kennett stays disciplined, stays home. Give is to Prochniak off the left side, and they're waiting for him that time. He'll lose a yard and turn it to fourth and six. Clock ticks. 8:51, 8:50 and counting.
You know, they have not run around the ends, and I don't know how long. They've run over the tackles, but they really haven't done the sweeps.
And we are going to see a punt team for the first time tonight. Emmett Young will kick it away. So the Panthers will say that's going to put it on the defense here. So 8:33 and counting to play here in the fourth. Fourth and six, just not enough. So the Panthers started that drive at their 20-yard line, moved it a bunch, but now going to try to pin them deep with Emmett Young ready to kick it to Kalen Frazier. Frazier awaits at his 10-yard line. Young awaits the punt snap near midfield. John Prochniak to snap. It's a low snap. Good job by Young to dig it out, and he lets a wobbler off the right side of his foot. It's going to take a good roll there for Strathaven inside the 20-yard line to be downed at about the 17-yard line. So they net just 24 on the punt, but again, tilts the field a little bit with 8:01 to play here in regulation. Trying to keep you posted here on other score updates. Let's see here. Garnet Valley up 35-14 on Plymouth White Marsh. That's really the only blowout of a game thus far in all of District 1. Everything else has been tight thus far. Academy Park 8, Penwood 6 at half. Trying to still see if there's an update here. But now, Kennett ready to go. All right, two tight ends, two receivers to the right, shotgun look for Forte. On first down, he's going to go sweep quarterback himself off the left side. He's going to run into John Prochniak, who slams him down. Forward progress just across the 20 to the 21, so gain of four brings up second down and six.
That had the potential to be one heck of a play, but I'll tell you, the Panthers filled it so nicely. The key outside linebacker got stuffed pretty good, but there were two, three guys to fill right in behind him in 4 yard gain.
Second down and six upcoming as number 22, Connor Young, checks out. Ball on the left hash here. Kennett taking their time in the huddle. 7:22 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. We are knotted at 14. Receivers split to either side, slot to the right. In the gun is Forte. Takes the snap, gives to Cox, looking for room off that right side, head of steam now, across the 25, and now to the 30-yard line, gain of nine, and the first down. Just couldn't get a hand on him early. Nice job by the right side of the line that time. And Garrett Cox now has himself 91 yards on 16 rushes tonight. Fresh set of downs here for the Blue Demons. Still 70 yards away from pay dirt. They'll snap from their own 30. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Forte in the gun with Cox on his right hip. Forte takes the snap, gives to Cox one more time, cuts back to his right, and he's going to be stacked up after a gain of two or three. Nice job, Cole Peichel, along with John Prochniak. Forward progress will give him the 33-yard line. Brings up second down and seven. Well, the Panthers, generally speaking, you know, look, Cox piling up the yards now. I mean, let's not, you know, 94 yards is nothing to sneeze at, but considering he got 27 on his first carry of the night, Panthers have held him in check for the most part. Knock on wood.
You realize if he breaks one now, you're going to be
in
such deep trouble.
Well, I already called the fumble.
Right.
All right, Downingtown West 20, North Penn 17, midway through the third. Here, second down and about seven. Three wide receivers to the left of the formation, one to the right. Cox stands to the right of Forte, who's going to quarterback draw straight up the middle. He's going to shed one tackle, step away into the arms of Matt Schuler, but still falls across the 40-yard line to the 41 for a first down on a gain of eight. He's an athlete. He's a tough runner, and the Panthers have rarely, if at all, been able to drop him on first contact.
Right.
All right, CB West leading 17-13 on Coatesville. So wing T doing the job up in Doylestown. Panthers trying to keep the wing T alive here in Kennett Square. 5:20 and counting to play here in the fourth. Two receivers to either side. Empty backfield here for Forte. Sends a man in motion. It's Houston, and that's quarterback draw again. He spins away from one man, and the Panthers miss him twice, and they still wrap him up for a maybe a yard gain or a no gain on the play. But, boy, He is elusive back there.
Yep, they're having trouble. But he did got no real gain here, so.
Second down and 10 upcoming, but yep. Could have been worse there for Forte. Forte on the ground as well. We've mentioned he's doing it through the air. 9 out of 15 for 75 yards and 2 scores, 1 interception on the deflection. But he's run it well tonight as well. 8 carries for 36 yards. But again, 21 of it on one play.
Yep. Panthers have to be looking for a turnover here.
Total yards about even on the night. Score is even. And now, 2nd and 10 from the 41. Kennett with 2 receivers to either side. Forte going to keep it himself, running off that right side. He cuts it back to his left. He's got a 1st down across the midfield stripe. Forward progress will give him the 49. So, good work there by the Kennett junior quarterback. Will move the sticks after a gain of 10. Panther defense needing a stop here. Bending here in this midway through this 4th quarter. Fresh set of downs and a few more minutes to deal with, and now the Panthers going to need some kind of defensive stop here. 2nd down and 10, 1st and 10 rather, from the 49-yard line. Here we go. They go with a shotgun look again, sort of a power eye with 2 H-backs. Look for Cox or Forte up the middle here. On 1st down, they play fake, and it is Forte. Goes off the right side. He spins his way to the left, and Evan Blake there to meet him along with several other white jerseys. Forward progress, though, will give him the Panther 42.
Absolutely.
Brings up 2nd down and 3. So, 2nd down and 3 upcoming. Clock ticks, 3:30, 3:29 and counting. See if the Panthers can come up with a stop. Do you draw up a blitz? Do you come up with something? I mean, they went with a blitz on 3rd and short down near as Kennett was knocking on the door in the red zone, but don't want to give up too much more ground here. Both teams still with their timeouts in their pocket. Again, same look. 2 H-backs in front of the shotgun of Forte. Cox takes the handoff straight up the middle. He'll push for near 1st down yardage, but shy of it. Brings up 3rd down and 1. Panthers drop him. Golay in the middle there to make the stop.
We're under 3 minutes. This could be last possession wins.
Yes, we said that at halftime.
Yep.
Nothing's changed since halftime on the scoreboard.
That's right.
Panthers, again, have to be kicking themselves. 3 fumbles at the end in a row on consecutive possessions on at the end of the first half and then to start the 3rd quarter. Here we go. They go 3rd down and 1 yard from the 40. Same formation. They snap it to Cox directly on the Wildcat and up the middle for maybe 1 yard or 2,
yeah,
and he's got it.
Yep.
Yeah. 2nd effort from Cox is a good one there, and that pushes it to the Panther 37-yard line, 38-yard rather, and another fresh set of downs. Cole Peichel checks out, or checks in, and Mike Golay checks out. A little worse for the wear. Can't lose big 62 there. He's going to have to shake that one off as a center. Hopefully he's going to be okay. All right. And now timeout for Coach Frazier and Kennett. Fast-moving 4th quarter. We'll finally take a break here and get our sponsors a big thank you. We're tied. Tight game here at Kennett High. Take a short timeout. Kennett on the move here, trying to untie a game here late in the 4th on HavenFootball.net.
Larry and Mary Luter are longtime supporters of Strathaven football. We lost Larry this past August after a lengthy illness. Larry and Mary rarely missed a game until Larry's illness prevented them from attending. A 1966 graduate of Swarthmore High School, Larry met Mary at Wyatt Labs where he was employed, and they were married almost 43 years. We honor Larry and Mary on this broadcast for their dedicated support and enthusiasm. Mary's generous gift to HavenFootball.net in Larry's name is helping us to broadcast this playoff game to the Haven football family.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Kennett High. 2:07 to play here in the 4th. Tied at 14. 1st and 10 for Kennett at the Panther 38-yard line. They are inching towards field goal range late in the 4th here. Shotgun look for Forte. 2 tight ends, and they go sweep to the left side. Forte going to keep it himself. Spins away from one man, and then Panthers did a good job filling the hole. John Prochniak does enough to slow him down.
Yep.
And then got help from his buddies at the 36-yard line. So
never,
gain of 2.
Never really let go of his jersey. It was enough to tag him and like you said, bring the friends in.
All right. Evan Blake, he's okay. All right, that was an equipment issue. He was fixing his shoe. All right, here we go. No huddle here for Kennett, and they go empty backfield. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Forte, second down and eight from the Panther 36, is in the shotgun. 1:30 and counting to play here in the fourth. Forte is back, looking, firing the hitch to the near side. It is incomplete. Short hopped at the 30-yard line. It falls to the turf, stops the clock at 1:28 to play here in the fourth, and third and eight upcoming.
Wow.
The Panthers have enough here to get a big pass rush. You know, when Forte's had time to sit back there, he's had a couple of big scrambles. He's had a couple of nice runs. But now Chase Barlow trying to tie Evan Blake's shoe here. Hopefully they can, they're watching. But Kennett taking their time in the huddle with the clock stop. This may help the Panthers. And, yeah, Evan Blake back in business here with the shoes on. All right, two receivers to either side. In the gun is Forte on third and eight from the 36. Cox on his left hip. Back to pass. Looking. They do get a good rush this time. He steps up in the pocket, steps away from trouble. Looking, looking. Flag on the play. It's going to be short hopped or complete or incomplete.
Incomplete.
Incomplete on the throw at the 20. And now it could be decision time for Coach Clancy as you get a holding penalty. So do you take fourth and eight from the 36 or do you take third and forever? That's going to move it back to the Kennett side of midfield.
Man, that's it. I don't have an opinion. Ooh. I don't know what I would do.
Fourth and eight is hard to turn down, but, you know, Kennett
move
has turned,
back.
And I think Coach Clancy is going to say move them back, get them away from field goal range. And so this will give them an extra down to work with, but they're going to put this down at the 49-yard line turn this into third down and about 23. Okay, 1:21 to play here in regulation. This could be headed for overtime, but we've seen stranger things happen. Panther defense bending.
And Kennett's got the offense to make this work.
Definitely.
They have the speed and the arm.
And probably two downs to do it here. Yep. Panthers trying to come up with a big play here on third and long. Kennett trying to do the same. They'll snap from their own 49. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Forte is back. Looking, has a time. It has a pocket. Steps into trouble, and down he goes at the 45-yard line. The two ends, Mazur and Aiden Prochniak, swallow him up for a loss of four. Clock ticks, 1:09 and counting, and now we got a clock stoppage.
Timeout.
For timeout, Strathaven, I would think, as this will be fourth and about 25. Coach Clancy is going to say, hey, if we can get the ball back, and do you draw up a punt block? Do you try something?
Well, the risk with that, of course, is roughing the punter.
Right. But
you can try it. That would certainly be fun. Although you could concentrate on hopefully getting the ball and making a decent run back.
Well, Ebo Pio will be back there.
You could also, if you're Kennett, count on the fact you were going to punt it. They're going to try to fair catch it, hopefully, or fumble it on the punt, and get the ball down to 10 or something.
Just got an update from my cousin who's driving down to Virginia, and is he said, we're enjoying the game. He's trying to listen.
I know,
and
it's
terrible. Maybe we're just out of range. He said, you're off the air?
No.
He said, it's tied in the fourth quarter. So we're going to try.
No, my dad bailed on us. It was
signal,
that frustrating.
The signal is kicking in and out.
So if you want, don't listen to what happens tonight. Get back on the archives late tonight around 11 and listen to the whole game.
All right. Well, here we got fourth down and about 25.
And they're going to go for it.
Well, they're in the same formation and likely to punt it. Ebo Pio standing back at his 20-yard line expecting a punt. And we'll see what the Panthers do. Forte stands in punt formation inside his 40. Takes the snap and does kick it away. Angling away from Ebo Pio. Good decision there. And it will take a Kennett roll inside the 30. Down, trickling its way to the 24-yard line. And milking the clock as well. They will stop it. At the 20, at the 24, and the Panthers with a long field in front of them, 58 seconds to play here in regulation. Wow, what a ball game tonight. Both teams have just put it on the line. Panthers, again, looking for their first trip to the semifinal since 2011. Kennett looking for their first trip ever to the semifinals as they got their first playoff win, period, 7 days ago. All right, long field in front of the Panthers. Do they try a pass? Do they see if they can sneak somebody out of the backfield, or do you play it safe and play for overtime? Pete's begging for a pass up here. They have Jarris Adams split end to the right. Schuler, wing to the right. Ryder under center. Back to pass is Ryder, looking, has time. Heavy pressure, but he's hit. Ball is loose. Scramble for it.
No.
And they're going to say incomplete. Oh, the Kennett crowd wanted a fumble in the worst way.
Oh, I bet.
And the referee felt that the pass was, the arm was coming forward. And that, my friends, might put an end to the passing requests with 51 seconds left.
That was Clancy's worst nightmare.
If that is a fumble, Kennett is in field goal range. And my guess is we're going to see fullback dive a couple more times. They might even take a knee after that one.
Yeah, take their
All time. Right. All right, big play for Kennett on first down. Ryder under center. Split into the right is Schuler. Give up the middle is Prochniak. He's going to shed one tackle, two tackles out near midfield, carrying people to the 40-yard line, out to the 42. And the clock will stop while they reset the chains as Prochniak rips off 20 or 19 more yards. Panthers go no huddle. Clock ticks. 42 seconds, 41 seconds. Schuler, wing to the right. Split end to the left is Jarris Adams. They give it to Ebo Pio, looking for room off the right side. He's got room. Bounces outside. 50, 45, runs out of bounds. First down will stop the clock. Heads-up play from the senior.
Yep.
Rips off 12 more. And the Panthers, maybe about 20 yards, 25 yards from field goal range, believe it or not. 29 seconds to work with. Still two timeouts in their pocket.
Oh, timeout now.
Timeout now for Kennett to talk things over and say, guys, we had them pinned down there and almost had recovered a borderline fumble. Referee ruled incomplete pass. And look who's joining the huddle out at midfield. John Wilson on his crutches says, I'm not missing this. He just hobbled out there to join the offensive huddle on the side. Kennett here in front of us. Defensive huddle trying to come up with a stop here. Emmett Young, I mean, it's a cold night. It is not a great night to kick the football. I mean, you've seen Emmett's kickoffs tonight, you know, land somewhere between the 5 and 10-yard line, whereas, you know, that's about 5 yards shorter than he usually does,
right.
You know, in terms of just leg strength on a cold
night.
His
extra points have been nice and strong.
Yeah.
But that's within, you know.
Right. So Panthers need, realistically, they need the 20-yard line to even give them a shot. They're at the Kennett 45, first and 10. Split end to the left is Jarris Adams. Wing to the right is Schuler. Ryder under center, back to pass, looking, firing a hitch to the outside. It's caught by Jarris Adams at the 40, 35, runs through a man, first down at the 30-yard line. That'll stop the clock momentarily,
Jarris.
21 seconds, and Adams tried to run through a man there.
Rather
but
than
need
run
to,
out of bounds.
Yep, but that's all right.
They
are 10 yards from a first down or a field goal range perhaps. They restart the clock, Ryder under center. He takes the snap. He turns, he gives, quick hitter to Prochniak, who falls down, and the Panthers will call timeout. All right. 15 seconds to play, second down and about nine, and the Panthers, again, probably 8 to 9 yards away from even a prayer of a field goal try. Well, if you think back to 2 years ago in the playoffs, Emmett Young with a 23-yard field goal in the final 4 seconds to knock off Bishop Shanahan, would they dare do that again tonight? Right now, you're looking at about a 44-yard field goal. Probably too far to try it.
Yep, but if they can get another 5 or 10 yards, they may, on the last play of the game, just go ahead and try to see if they can kick it. And
yep, Panthers sure still with one timeout, and they're going to reset the clock perhaps to 25 seconds. Is that right?
Yeah.
Pete's asking for 52 seconds.
Yeah, well, he's also asking for passes, so we know where that went.
Oh, okay, 17 seconds. Right. Okay, 17. I was going to say, all right, wait a minute. 25 seems crazy.
Yeah.
All right. 25 seconds is way too much. All right. They're going to put 17 seconds on the clock. Second and 8 from the Kennett 28-yard line. Panthers maybe 10 yards away from a field goal try. Give is to Prochniak off the left side. He's going to drive his way inside the 25, and it'll stop the clock here with 11 seconds to play in regulation. Ball at the 24-yard line.
Now what do you do?
Well, you go 41 yards here. It's third and 8, or third and about 4.
Yep.
You're out of timeouts.
Yep, so you got to throw it to the sidelines.
If you can get a 5-yard or a 10-yard hitch and then just explain, hey, you've got to get out of bounds. But the Strathaven is out of timeouts, so they're going to bring the field goal unit on right now. Well,
really?
Here's the other thing. You've got to get everybody blocked here. This is a long kick. It's going to come out low. And God forbid, if you're a Panther fan, you get a Kennett blocked field goal running the other way with it. 11 seconds to play. first here in regulation. Emmett Young. Emmett Young won the district soccer title a week and a half ago from the penalty spot. Here, he's looking to send the Panthers to the semis with a 41-yard try. Prochniak to snap, Ryder to hold, and now a timeout, Kennett, to let Emmett think about it for about 30 more seconds. A 41-yard try coming. And the Panthers will have their seniors think about it one more time. Wow, what a game tonight. People got their money's worth, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what happens from here.
And our poor listeners, we haven't been on the air consistently forever. So if you're listening to our archives and you're trying to listen to us live, I apologize. We're going to talk to our Wi-Fi people and see what we can figure out, if anything. But
Here we go. Ebo Pio is going to check into the game. Now the Panthers have rethought things. Third and four from the 24. Coach Clancy has taken Emmett Young off the field. Third and four from the 24. They're going to bring Emmett wing to the right. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. Split end to the left is Adams. 11 seconds on the clock. Back to pass is Ryder. Looking. He wants it all into the end zone. It is in and out of the hands of Jarris Adams. Couldn't pull it in. Incomplete. It falls with 5 seconds to play in regulation. Wow.
Now they'll try the kick.
Now, do you try your kick? Not a bad idea there. Kennett, with the timeout, gave the Panthers a chance to think about it. They took their shot, and Adams got a finger on it in the end zone, could not haul it in.
It was a pretty pass, just didn't quite get there.
And now Emmett Young will try from 41 yards out. Both teams out of timeouts. Ryder to hold. Emmett Young, again, won the district soccer title for the Panthers a week and a half ago. Now trying to win the game tonight. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away, and it will fall just short on a cold night. And we will go to overtime, I believe. There's 0.5 seconds left on the clock as Emmett Young's 41-yarder falls just short. So Panther defense is going to have to get back on the field here with 0.5 seconds left and make sure that you don't give up a big play.
So, rehash real quick as we're back online.
So we're back on the air. If for those of you who have been kicked on and off the signal here, Panthers with a big play, a couple of big plays, took over inside their own 25-yard line after a punt, marched it up the field with a couple of big runs from Prochniak, and now here, hold on 1 second. 1 second left, Forte kills the clock, and we are essentially going to overtime, but the Panthers had a couple of chances there late to take the lead or win it. Emmett Young's 41-yard field goal falls just short on a freezing cold night, but hey, we are going to overtime, where they will flip a coin, and just to go over these overtime rules, they'll flip a coin. One team will pick which end of the field or which direction they'd like to move. They will start from the 10-yard line, and each team will get at least one possession. And so, again, they'll start from the 10, and you kick your field goal, you go up three, then the other team would tie it with a field goal or needs six to win it. But, again, we've seen crazier things happen. You know, the last playoff game that went to overtime for the Panthers was the District 1 semis in 2011. They lost in double overtime to Pottsgrove. When Strathaven scored, kicked their extra point, Pottsgrove scored and made a two-point conversion. So here, both defenses have stiffened here in the second half. Had their moments, both offenses with some self-inflicted wounds, fumbles, and so forth, but we've had a very entertaining game here tonight, and the officials are explaining now to the coaching staff what the rules of overtime are. The captains are ready to walk out there at midfield again and take care of a coin toss. So we'll try to get you updated on what else is going on in the world of
Have we alerted our Twitter audience that we're in overtime?
I have not done any of that.
He's working on it. Okay, he's got it.
Andrew's keeping us posted.
Andrew's got it, okay.
Trying to keep you posted here on other scores. But, again, what a night for football. And, again, everybody's gotten their money's worth. And this is talk about high stakes at this point. Somebody's going to win a playoff game with a play or two here from the 10-yard line.
Well, you know, a lot of times these things are decided because somebody will, you know, you get the first possession, will go and they'll score, they'll kick an extra point. Then the other team will go in and score, and they'll go for two, figuring right. we'll either lose the game or we'll win it right here. I never quite understood that. That seems so risky to me.
To go for two.
Right. I mean, unless, you know, you just don't think you have any other options.
You have
it. Now, by the time you get to the third overtime, then you know, you wonder whether your kids are just exhausted and you have to try to end it now before you lose it. So we'll
see. Somebody can make a big play on defense is really the key to this.
A turnover would be huge
on either direction. So they will flip the coin at midfield. Captains for either team are talking at the moment with the referee.
Each team gets one timeout, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So and it's not sudden death. It's overtime, which means each team gets possession. Mm-hmm. If there's no score, they'll go back and do it again. If it's tied, they'll go back and do it again. That becomes overtime two, overtime three, et cetera. So we'll do this till we have a winner. So call us back in the morning.
And in high school, they will start from the 10-yard line. College football, they start at the 25. So this is from the 10. And now it looks like I think Kennett may have won the toss here. As the referee was talking first to Garrett Cox here. So we'll try.
Well, I'm a big believer in being the one who gets the ball second. Now, if they win the toss, they can pick to go. They can, you know, defer if they wish.
All right, let's see here. So Strathaven will defend the end zone to our left. Kennett will take the football, I believe. Well, Kennett won the toss. Oh, okay. No, all right. The referee moved everybody one direction and then said, we'll go the other direction. All right, I think Strathaven's going to start the ball with the ball. He's going to wave. He's going to talk about it. All right. Nobody's sure just yet which way they want to go. Okay. All right, so he's going to switch sides. I think Strathaven's going to end up with the football and moving right to left when this is all said and done. But we'll try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere.
Yes, okay, that's what it looks like.
Okay, so Strathaven will start with the football, which, again, I think this is an advantage for Kennett to, in the sense of even if Strathaven scores, then they'll have an opportunity to decide to go for two,
right,
tie. They'll
right.
know exactly what they need, in other words, moving forward. Downingtown West 34, North Penn 24. That's early in the fourth quarter at the moment. Here we're in overtime. Let's see. Newman Garetti. Back in front, 22-21 on top of Pope John Paul. I'll try to keep you posted also. Cheltenham 28, Unionville 21. So the winner of this one in front of us will take on the winner of Unionville and Cheltenham. Cheltenham, the one seed, leading right now, 28-21. Here, tied at 14, the Panthers will snap it from the Kennett 10-yard line. Well, we'll just call it the 10. You're 10 yards from the goal line here, right. And the Panthers need something, preferably six here, if you're a Panther fan.
Yep.
And what can they drum up? All right, so Coach Clancy trying to get personnel figured out here. And is now talking with the referee, too. Okay. All right, here we go. Ready to rock and roll. Overtime, clocks is sitting at zero. Team's just going to take turns now. Here we go, Panthers with two tight ends. Aiden Prochniak to the left, Major to the right. Wing T behind Ryder on first down. Give it to John Prochniak. Up the gut for maybe four. Down to the 6-yard line. Brings up second and goal from the six. Prochniak, he's going to sleep well tonight.
Yep.
Or so he hopes. 28 rushes, 143 yards and two scores.
I think he's really at the seven just to keep everybody informed.
Okay, yep. They'll spot it back at the seven. Gain of just three on that one. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. Ebo Pio now shifts. Wing to the left. Blake into the backfield. They turn. Play fake, and it's Pio off the right side. Has a blocker in front. Gets a good block from Shahadi, but undercutting it beautifully. What a tackle at the 5-yard line. Hard to see who made that stop. Oh, what a great open field tackle. I think that was Forte underneath, coming underneath, and just Shahadi had a lead block set up there, but
yep.
Pio cut down at the 4. Third and goal now from the 4. Here we go. Clock at zero. Panthers need to move it 4 yards to take the lead. 14 all is your score. First overtime. stumbling with the ball, but give us to Prochniak, who's going to drive his way close to the end zone, but just shy. What a job by Ryder, who stumbled out from center. I don't know how he and Prochniak made that exchange, but the ball inside the one-yard line now. Fourth and inches to go. Panthers, fourth and goal to go. My guess is it's Ryder on a sneak.
That's what I would think.
Here we go. Panthers need a big push up front here. They go two tight ends. Ryder under center. John Prochniak behind him on fourth and goal. It's Prochniak up the left side. He's going to drive his way close. Kennett thinks they've stopped him. There's still no signal, and he is. This is not a good sign for Panther fans. There's no signal, and he is stopped inches short of the goal line. Kennett with a defensive stop, and now a chance to take the lead. First and 10, first and goal from the 10.
I tell you, it is so rare for a team to be able, for a high school team to stop somebody at the 1 yard line.
Fourth and
just
inches, the
so
Panthers
unusual.
Could not punch it in. They went with Prochniak, they give it to their horse, and just could not make the stop, or could not punch it in. What a job by the front five of Kennett and the linebackers behind them. Now the Panther defense needing to make a play themselves. They are already in field goal range. Ryan Barker has been good from mid-30s and in for a couple of weeks. You'd be looking at a 27-yard field goal if they did nothing else right now. But Kennett looking to pound it even closer here. They go with the big package here. Dowdy checks out. Golay checks in at nose guard. Forte with Cox on his right hip. Two tight ends, two fullbacks in front of him from the 10-yard line, and now whistle from the referee. And they're going to do what here? Okay, all right, I don't know what the referee blew it dead for a moment and then said, okay, here we go. All right, try it again. First and goal from the 10. Kennett looking for the win here. Forte takes a high snap, bounces off the right side, cuts inside, back to his left, and he is going to tumble into the end zone, and Kennett has pulled it off in overtime. Strathaven with a heartbreaker, an absolute heartbreaker, and Kennett with their second playoff win in school history in as many weeks has moved to the semifinals. 9-0. How the Panthers wanted to see this one end. And they're going to kick themselves for turnovers galore in the second half. Just missed opportunities left and right. But all sorts of credit to the Blue Demons, who hang on for dear life and then come up big in overtime. A goal line stand on fourth and less than a yard. And then Sam Forte needed one play. So the winner of this one, the Blue Demons, will either host Unionville next week or hit the road and take on top-seeded Cheltenham. The Panthers' season comes to an end tonight at 9-3. All right, well, we're going to take a short timeout, be back for a quick season, a quick wrap-up, and we're going to say, boy, that's a tough one to swallow here. Panthers go down fighting 20-14 in overtime. You're listening live to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Kennett High School. Strathaven falls in overtime, 20-14 to Kennett in round two of the district playoffs, and just heartbreak here for the Panthers, the seniors especially. Saying goodbye here, and boy, you've got some chins on chest, and then totally understandable. The Panthers had huge opportunities in the second half to break this thing open, but three fumbles and, you know, a missed, I mean, you can't blame the missed field goal. That's a long
shot. Yeah, that was a million-dollar
That's a prayer shot. at the end, but to come up short on fourth and inches in overtime, and all sorts of credit to Kennett for hanging in there, and just getting just enough to win it. So, with that in mind, we're going to actually just wrap it up right here. And Mike, it's hard to believe the season's over.
Yeah, well, it was. You know, going into this game, I had some serious reservations. I got to tell you, the Panthers handled this much better than I was afraid they might not be able to take care of these guys. And I would say that on any given day, we could beat this team. And on any given day, they might beat us. So at the end, it was their power quarterback and their running back who did what they had to. But also at the end of the day, I got to tell you, it was Haven's game to lose, and unfortunately that's what happened. But when you leave it to overtime, you're leaving an awful lot of possibilities. But even the last play for Haven, the last offensive play for Haven, they couldn't move in a yard in, you know, for the score. You know, that tells me that Kennett deserved the win. As close as these teams were in fighting tonight, Kennett was certainly the better team, and they won the game, and that's, you know, the way it goes sometimes. And they'll go home and lick their Panthers will go home and lick their wounds tonight and think about it. And I'm sure Jarris Adams, if I see him at the pizza shop tonight, will be telling me how close he was to getting that ball in the end zone.
Yeah, it was just so many close calls here for the Panthers.
Inches.
The turnovers at the end of the first half, and certainly the first two fumbles to start the second half. But again, also, you know, when you have those mistakes, and look, give Kennett credit. Coming into the game, Kennett with 14 interceptions, 13 fumble recoveries. They took full advantage of that tonight. Panthers just a few too many mistakes, and they say it's a game of inches. Well, they won it by an inch. John Prochniak stopped on fourth and goal in overtime, like literally an inch from the goal line, and Sam Forte makes them pay. 20-14, Kennett moves on to the semifinals, and the Panthers see their season finish at 9-3. So, thanks again to everybody here at Kennett. What a great job tonight getting us set up. We're very thankful. Just a lot of fun here in the booth, and warmer than most here tonight. So we will say thank you there. Thank you again to Pat Clancy, the athletic director at Strathaven, for getting us set up all year and all the things he does for us behind the scenes. For Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman, thank you for all the work during the games, especially with the stats and spotting. And Mike Mayer with tons of stuff to do with the website on game days and obviously every day in between. We're so thankful for the resource that this provides, and Mike Mayer is the brains and the engine behind all of it. So for one last sign-off here tonight.
Well, wait, before you sign off, I got to say, for Brian, who paints the picture and without whose voice you wouldn't know what was going on in the field, he does a great job every week. It's been a lot of fun. He's always well-prepared, knows what he's talking about, and just is a great broadcaster, and I would be proud to lose him to ABC anytime if you're listening, ABC.
No, thanks. I'd rather do it here. But in the meantime, thanks again for listening. Thanks again to our sponsors for keeping us going year after year. It's so much fun, and glad to offer it. So, one last time here from Kennett Square, the Blue Demons moving on to the semifinals, 20-14 in overtime. The Panthers season comes to an end, but we'll be excited for 2020 anytime soon. So check out DelcoHoops.com in the next in the winter months, and we'll sign off one last time. So, final score: Kennett 20, Strathaven 14 in the District 1 semifinals. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.